Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Smith's Ballpark for the Pacific Coast League game, featuring the Reno Aces, AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels, your Sun Lake Bees. Tuesday night is Smith's Family Night. Get four tickets for $20 and save 50% on regular hot dogs and fountain drinks, courtesy of Smith's. Wednesday night is Dollar Dog Night, presented by Cypress Credit Union. Enjoy Bees baseball and grab a dollar hot dog on Wednesday. Compliments of Cypress Credit Union. September 22nd is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser, featuring drinks for just $3. Grab a cold one and remember, this spot's for you, Tom. Coming off kids, the Bees Kids Club invites kids 12 and under to come onto the field and run the bases after tonight's game. Stay up to date with the Bees and visit slbees.com. Learn about remaining games, promotions, and theme nights, as well as the latest team and player news. slbees.com, your home for Bees baseball. The Bees Team Store is located on the concourse behind home plate, where you'll find a great selection of Bees gear, including hats, jerseys, and souvenirs. Get top quality officially licensed sports merchandise only at the Bees Team Store. Visit the Bohemian Brewery bullpen located in the left field corner. In the Bohemian bullpen, you'll find unique food and drink options, including pretzel bun brats, as well as Bohemian Brewery Bees Brew. Bohemian Brewery, proud sponsor of your Salt Lake Bees. Join us for Go Gold Night on Friday, September 23rd, as we unite as a community to do our part to strike out childhood cancer. Visit thehuntsman.org/gogold and donate. Huntsman Cancer Institute's mission is to understand cancer from its beginnings, to use that knowledge in the creation and improvement of cancer treatments, to relieve the suffering of cancer patients, and to provide education about the cancer risk, prevention, and care. Through your generous donations, you advance the work of Huntsman Cancer Institute. The Salt Lake Bees and Smith's Ballpark are committed to creating a safe and enjoyable sports and entertainment experience. We therefore ask you to refrain from any disruptive behavior, such as obscene gestures, fighting, throwing objects, or attempting to enter the field or interrupt play. We do not permit abusive language, hate speech, racism, sexism, or homophobia. Spectators engaging in such behavior are subject to ejection and other penalties, including a lifetime ban. Please report any violations to the nearest guest services or security staff member. Thank you, and enjoy the game.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games, live or on demand. Top prospects and rising stars give it all they've got on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Hey, minor league baseball fans, it's time for the Striker Challenge. What is the largest joint in the human body? Stomp your feet if it's the hip. Clap your hands if it's the knee.
Greens fans, it's time to introduce your Field of Dreams team, brought to you by Smith's. Please welcome tonight's Bees on-field master of ceremonies, Mr. Beach Johnson.
Hey, thanks so much, Jeff, and thanks for hanging out with us here tonight at Smith's Ball Park. Bees fans, give a warm welcome to our Smith's Field of Dreams team, the Wasatch Tigers. Let's meet the starting lineup. In right field, number 2, Anders Gardner. Pitcher, number 17, Asher Sides Lindbergh. At third base, number 15, Blake Moore. At second base, number 42, Brooks Murray. At pitcher, number 1, Chamberlain Brady. At catcher, number 3, Caleb Madison. At first base, number 11, Edwin Rosevier. In left field, number 16.
Baseball is on the air. Now let's head to the ballpark with Zach Beirutti.
Good evening, everybody, from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, Utah. Zach Beirutti, so glad to have you with us for another edition of Reno Aces Baseball on the radio, where tonight the Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, take on the Salt Lake Bees, the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels, and it's great to have you along here on the Aces Digital Network. The Aces looking to snap a 3-game skid tonight. Reno, after winning the first game in this series, 9-6, after a tough travel day, they've lost 3 in a row. They dropped to Wednesday's contest 4-1, Thursday's 8-2, and then last night's game in extra innings by a final of 5-4. And the theme over the last 2 games for the Aces has been poor hitting with runners in scoring position. Last night, the Aces going 2-for-12 in that category. They had some tough luck. There were some balls hit hard and toward holes, and Salt Lake defenders made great plays. But it's just been kind of going that way for the Aces, where they can't seem to come up with those hits with runners in scoring position that would get them a run or two that they need. For instance, last night, bases loaded, one out in the ninth inning in a tie game, and the Aces suffered back-to-back strikeouts, unable to get a run across. They were stoned in the top of the 10th inning, and then in the bottom of the 10th with the game tied, it was a sack fly for the Bees to win the game. And we take it back to last night's contest. Brilliant pitching to start. Cesar Valdez for the Bees, the wily veteran. Danny Olivero in just his second AAA start. And they were both very, very good. And it was the Aces getting on the board first, and Giancarlo Cintron sparked that scoring inning in the fourth. He had a leadoff double, and that double extending his hit streak to 9 games. A Cintron double. 2 batters later, Jordan Luplo, with the infield playing shallow, hit a ground ball to the shallow infield. The throw home squirted away from Anthony Mulrine, and Cintron able to score on a fielder's choice RBI by Jordan Luplo. And the Aces had a 1-0 lead, but the Bees would come right back. That's been another theme. The Aces struggling to find a shutdown inning. Salt Lake came right back in the bottom of the fourth inning with Dylan Thomas drawing a leadoff walk, and then Michael Stefanik lining his third home run of the season out to the hill and left, and that gave the Bees a 2-1 advantage. The Aces tied it in the sixth inning with one out, back-to-back singles by Dominic Fletcher, Jordan Luplo, and then with 2 outs, Buddy Kennedy coming up clutch, an RBI knock that tied the game at 2. The Aces would see the Bees take the lead back in the bottom of the sixth inning. So there we go again. And Danny Olivero got the first two batters out, but then three straight two-out singles. Stefanik, Orlando Martinez, and Jose Gomez, with Gomez driving in Stefanik to give the Bees a 3-2 lead, beg your pardon. And it knocked Olivero from the game. That's RBI single by Gomez. Olivero pitched well. He went 5 2/3, gave up 3 runs all earned on 6 hits. He walked 1, and he struck out 4. The Aces in the top of the seventh would retake the lead. A leadoff double by Dominic Canzone, and then two batters later, Camden Duzenac with a 2-run homer off Valdez. He's hit Cesar Valdez very well this season. Not many Aces hitters have, but Duzenac has. And his 2-run homer gave the Aces a 4-3 advantage, and it knocked Valdez from the game. He went 6 3/3 innings, gave up 4 runs all earned on 6 hits. He did not walk anybody, and he struck out 4. The Bees would tie it in the bottom of the eighth inning. And it was Blake Rogers on to start that inning after he pitched a 1-2-3 seventh and had retired 4 in a row. He gave up a leadoff single to Keen Wong. After that, they dipped into the bullpen. Caleb Berger came in, and Berger walked Dylan Thomas, and then a double steal with Wong getting to third, Thomas getting to second. Two batters later, Orlando Martinez, an RBI ground out, tied the game at 4, which is where we stayed, obviously, until the end. I told you about the Aces squandering that opportunity in the ninth. They had bases loaded, 1 out, but to credit Nash Walters, he got back-to-back strikeouts of two tough hitters, Cintron and Fletcher, to escape. J.B. Wendelken, a 1-2-3 bottom of the ninth inning, and then the Aces starting the 10th with a free runner at second base. Jordan Luplo came up and looked like he was about to line one in the left center, but a ridiculous catch by Michael Stefanik, who laid out in the shift on the left side of the infield, prevented that hit and prevented that free runner from scoring. The Aces never did get that runner home as Buddy Kennedy grounded into a 6-4-3 inning-ending double play. And that is how the top of the 10th ended. In the bottom of the 10th inning, of course, the Bees needing just one. They start with the runner at second. Jake Palamaki, a sacrifice bunt, and after Keen Wong was intentionally walked, so the Aces hoping to set up a double play. Dylan Thomas with a sack fly to center, and that scored Monte Harrison, the pinch runner, and the Bees went on to a 5-4 win last night. Our final totals, Salt Lake 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left 6. Reno 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 8. The winning pitcher, Brian Moran, now 5-2. The losing pitcher, J.B. Wendelken, and he's now 5-1. And there was no save in a game that took 2 hours and 40 minutes before a paid crowd of 8,057 here at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City. Turning the page and our attention to tonight's game, it'll be Edwin Uceta making the start for the Aces in a bullpen effort. Uceta 6-1 with a 4.89 ERA. And he'll be opposed by Jansen Junk. The right-hander is 1-5 with a 4.20 ERA. And the Aces have seen Jansen Junk one time before, and that was at Greater Nevada Field on the 21st of August. And they got 1 run on 2 hits in 2 2/3 innings off of Jansen Junk in that game. And the run that they got off of Junk was a solo homer hit by Camden Duzenac, who is in the lineup tonight and batting 9. With the Aces losing last night and the Aviators winning, the Aces still have their magic number sitting at 11 games. Now the Aviators are 7 games back in the West. There's still some pretty good separation between Reno and Vegas, but 7 games back are the Aviators. And the Aces hoping they can get a win tonight and start whittling away at that magic number, which they have not seen drop since Tuesday. So the Aces hoping to close in on that playoff berth. Coming into this contest, the Aces 7 games up on Vegas, 10 games up on Salt Lake and Tacoma, and 14 games up on Sacramento. In the East, it is a riveting race. El Paso and Oklahoma City are now tied atop the PCL East, with Round Rock lurking a game back. Sugar Land 62-69, 11 games out, and then Albuquerque all but eliminated, 56-75. And 17 games back in the East. But a great three-headed race in the East with El Paso, Oklahoma City, and Round Rock. And for the time being, the Aces still leading comfortably in the West. But again, the Aces desperate for a win tonight after dropping 3 straight. They would love to get back on the winning side of the ledger and give themselves a chance to earn a split of this series tomorrow. Which, by the way, tomorrow's series finale, don't forget, it's day baseball. So it'll be a 12:05 Pacific time start. And our pregame coverage begins bright and early, 11:55 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow here on the radio. And then the Aces will actually bus back to Reno after the game tomorrow, so we get out of here quickly. There were no flights to accommodate us and the size of the traveling party tomorrow, so instead of hanging around and having to go early on Monday, we'll just hit the bus back, spend the day off in Reno on Monday, and then the Aces open their final 6-game homestand of the year on Tuesday when they welcomed the Las Vegas Aviator or the Sacramento Rivercats to town. The Rivercats will come in, and then the Aces will visit the Aviators in the final road trip of the year. That is 2 weeks from now. So that's what's coming up, and in just a moment, I would imagine the Bees are going to be taking the field here. We had a scheduled 6:35 local time first pitch, and Salt Lake has not taken the field. It seems like everybody's in place to get this thing going, and they're just waiting for the Bees now to get out on the field. Lineup cards have been exchanged. The umpires are standing there, and it looks like the Little League kids that are going to be accompanying these players onto the field are in place, and again, just waiting for Salt Lake to come up the dugout stairs and take the field. We will step aside briefly. When we come back, we'll turn it over to the public address for the national anthem, and the starting lineups will follow the national anthem, and after the lineups, we'll have first pitch here from Smith's Ballpark. After this break, here on the Aces Digital Network.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Now please stand as we pause to honor America with the singing of our national anthem, which will be performed this evening by Mr. Tom Cronin.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night
rendition of our national anthem tonight from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, Utah. Beautiful night in the mountain region, and Zach Bay-Rudy, glad to have you with us for it on the radio. Reno Aces baseball, game five of this six-game set. The Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Salt Lake Bees, a AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. Let's get you started with the starting lineup. So we'll start with the visiting Aces, posted by manager Gil Velasquez. Leading off, the second baseman, Giancarlo Cintron. Batting second, playing center field, Dominic Fletcher. Hitting third, the designated hitter, Jordan Luplow. Cleanup batter, first baseman Seth Beer. Hitting fifth, third baseman Buddy Kennedy. Batting sixth and playing right field, Dominic Canzone. And rounding out the order for Reno, batting seventh and catching, Dominic Maroglio. Hitting eighth, the shortstop, Jake Hager. Batting ninth, the left fielder, Camden Duzinac. Again, for the Aces, Cintron at second, Fletcher in center, Luplow the DH. Beer at first, Kennedy at third, Canzone in right, Maroglio catching, Hager the shortstop, and Duzinac in left. The starting nine for the Salt Lake Bees, as posted by manager Lou Marson. Leading off, it's the shortstop, Jake Palamaki. Batting second, it is the designated hitter, Keen Wong. Hitting third, the left fielder, Dylan Thomas. The cleanup batter is second baseman, Michael Stefanik. Hitting fifth in right field, Orlando Martinez. Batting sixth in center field, Monte Harrison. And rounding out the order for Salt Lake, batting seventh, third baseman, Jose Gomez. Hitting eighth, the first baseman, Jake Gatewood. And batting ninth and catching, it's Colby Fitch for Salt Lake, his first action. Again, It is for the Bees, Palamaki at shortstop, Wong the DH, Thomas in left, Stefanik at second, Martinez in right, Harrison in center, Gomez at third, Gatewood at first, and Fitch, the catcher for Salt Lake. Edwin Uceta makes the start for the Aces. We'll talk more about Edwin when he toes the slab in the bottom of the first, but it's Jansen Junk out of Seattle University making the start for Salt Lake, and Junk has made 3 appearances with the Angels this season. This is 14th appearance with the Bees. Our home plate umpire, Ben Sontag, up the first baseline, Jonathan Biaretta, and across the way at third, the crew chief, Paul Clemens. The first pitch of our ball game is at 6:39 p.m. Mountain Time, and it is in for a called strike, and it's nothing and one to Cintron. The game time temperature is 80 degrees. It's been a gorgeous day here in Salt Lake City after oppressive heat welcomed us to town earlier in the week as that swung on and missed, and it's nothing and two. Cintron riding a 9-game hit streak into this one. JC batting .367, 3 homers and 19 runs batted in. The outfield left to right, Dylan Thomas, Monte Harrison, Orlando Martinez. The infield third to first, Jose Gomez, Jake Palamaki, Michael Stefanik, and Jake Gatewood. Colby Fitch behind the plate, and the right-hander Jansen Junk delivers, and it's swung on and fouled back. Stays nothing in two to Cintron. The Bees wearing their home white pants. They're wearing their black tops. SL interlocking letters on the left front of the jersey in black. Trimmed in gold with a gold number trimmed in white on the front of the jersey. And a gold number on the back of that black jersey. The Bees have their black caps. The primary logo out front, the Salt Lake Bee. There's the pitch and a swing and a foul back. So it stays nothing in two. The Aces, they're traveling gray pants, red tops. Reno written in white cursive script across the chest. A blue number trimmed in white on the lower left front of the jersey. A white number on the back of the red jersey. The Aces have their blue caps, the red bill, the letter R in white with the red diamond inside on the front of that ball cap. Junk backsteps and now the 0-2. And a swing and a miss and a slider away gets Cintron. He strikes out swinging. That is how our ball game begins tonight. And with one away, Dominic Fletcher coming up next. The shadows are covering all of the infield and most of the foreground in the outfield. The deeper parts of the outfield have some sun. The left fielder, Dylan Thomas, right now fighting the toughest sun. So one away, and Dominic Fletcher in from the left side. Here's the pitch, and it is a strike on the outside corner, and it's nothing and one. Third baseman Gomez is even with the bag, well off the line. Middle infielders are back, as is the first baseman Gatewood. Here's the 0-1 to Fletcher, and it is low. And it's one ball and one strike. Fletcher came up with 2 outs in the ninth inning, the top of the ninth inning yesterday. The base is loaded after Cintron struck out with the bases loaded and 1 out. Fletcher did the same thing, back-to-back strikeouts for Nash Walters. That was a big moment in last night's game as that swung on and fouled back. Fletcher had 1 hit last night. He went 1-for-5. Hit was a single, and he scored a run in the sixth inning last night. One ball and 2 strikes. Junk's 1-2, and it is in the dirt and skips to the backstop. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jansen Junk, a 22nd round selection. In 2017, I mentioned out of Seattle University in the WAC. From Federal Way, Washington, went to Decatur High School in Federal Way. He was drafted by the Yankees and did not make it up to the big leagues with the Yankees, but instead with the Angels as that swung on and fouled back. Junk got his major league debut last year. He made 4 starts for the Angels. 0-1 with a 3.86 ERA and 16 and a third big league innings. He did not see time here with Salt Lake last year. Made his way from the Yankees to the Angels last year. Was with Double-A Rocket City and then jumped up to make 4 big league starts as that swung on and lined foul off to the left above the visitors' bullpen, exposed down the left field line and off the nets. So the time that he's seen here this season with Salt Lake, this has been his first Triple-A time with the Halos. He made 1 Triple-A start with the Yankees in 2019 for Scranton. But that's been it outside of this year. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and missed, and down on strikes goes Fletcher. So back-to-back strikeouts for Jansen Junk to begin his outing, and Jordan Luplo comes up next. Luplo had an RBI last night. He went 1-for-5 officially, and Luplo came oh so close to giving the Aces the lead in the 10th inning with the free runner at second base. Luplo came up and hit a line drive, looked destined for left center field, but Michael Stefanik, the overshifted second baseman, went flying through the air to make the catch. Aces never did get that to free runner home, as that pitch is going to miss for ball one, a 92-mile-an-hour fastball up and in. Two outs, the base is clear. Three to the left of second with the shifts. And the 1-0. And a swing and a miss, and now 1-1. Another fastball from Jansen Junk. One ball and one strike to Luplo. The 1-1 is swung on and missed. Good slider that time, and now 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Junk delivers, and it's in the dirt. And a stop made by Fitch. Not that it matters with the bases empty, but Fitch smothered it, and it tosses the ball aside to the first base on deck area. Two balls, two strikes. Bases clear, two outs. And a Luplo in from the right side. The outfield straight away. The 2-2, and a swing and a pop foul back to our right. The Wasatch Mountains are visible through a layer of haze. It's not as hazy as it was yesterday, but it was crystal clear our first couple of days, but a haze has come over the mountains since yesterday early evening. Here's the 2-2, and a swing and a miss, and Luplo down on strikes, an elevated 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and Jansen Junk, to open this ballgame, strikes out the side in order, all swinging, and nothing across for the Aces in the top of the first. We head to the home half. It's the Aces nothing, and the Bees coming up.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
And when Uceta's first pitch of the evening is going to miss ball one to Jake Palamaki, who's in from the left side. Palamaki leading off the bottom of the first, no score, and a swing and a foul back, and it's 1-1. Defensively for the Aces, the outfield left to right, Camden Dusenak, Dominic Fletcher, and Dominic Canzone. The infield third to first around the horn, Buddy Kennedy, Jake Hager, Giancarlo Cintron, and Seth Beer. Dominic Maroglio behind the dish, and the right-hander Edwin Uceta is on the bump. And a 1-1, and it's swung on and lined foul off to the left by Palamaki, who's batting 332, two homers and 27 runs batted in. Palamaki riding an 8-game hit streak into this game, over which he's batting .424. But that doesn't tell the whole story for Palamaki over his last month, as that swung on and pulled foul first base side. Since August 9th, so just over a month ago, since August 9th, he's raised his batting average from .301 to .332. And obviously this 8-game hit streak has been a big part of it. But Palamaki's swinging a very hot bat. Here's the 1-2, and it is up and away, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Edwin Uceta is making his third start for the Aces, his 25th overall appearance. Here's the 2-2, and a swing and a fly ball lifted foul down the left field side and out of play. Uceta 6-1 with the Aces, a 4.89 ERA, 38 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed 21 earned runs on 27 hits. And he's also seen 10 games with the D-backs this season. The pitch is in tight. And a full count, 3-2. With the D-backs, Uceta does not have a win or a loss. He has a 5.82 ERA in 17 major league innings this year. Edwin on the right side of the slab. The 3-2 is swung on and popped up. This is into the bright sky. It's going to be the second baseman, Cintron, coming in. And Cintron makes the catch for out number one on the infield dirt. It's a powder blue sky still overhead. We'll have the sun fading away here, starting to maybe in about 30 minutes' time. So Palamaki pops up. That's out number one. And a big out for Uceta. We mentioned how hot Palamaki's been. One away. And now Keen Wong, who's in from the left side. The Hilo Hawaii native is batting .266. 3 homers and 45 ribbies. And he takes that pitch away for ball one. Third baseman Kennedy is even with the bag. Center fielder Fletcher is slightly towards left. And a pitch. And a swing and a miss. And it's 1-1. A lot of room to the right of the second base bag. So Cintron is playing the left-handed hitting Wong to pull it. The pitch is swung on and missed, and now 1-2. That was a high 93-mile-an-hour fastball, causing Wong to wave and miss. 1 ball and 2 strikes. 1 out, base is empty. No score, bottom of the first. And now time is called. The 1-2 is... strike three called on the inside corner. Fastball, and Uceta painted it up. It just grazed the inside edge. They don't have the Hawkeye 3D zone like we have on the board at Greater Nevada Field, so I can't tell you exactly how close that was, but from up here, it looked like it was just over the inside corner. So Wong is down looking, and Edwin Uceta has 2 up and 2 down, trying to match what Jansen Junk did in the first in terms of number of hitters faced. The pitch is low, ball one. He already can't do what Junk did in terms of striking out all three since Palamaki put the ball in play, but a strikeout for Uceta for the second out, and the pitch is swung on and fouled back by Thomas, and it's 1-1. Thomas, who had the sack fly last night that brought in the winning run, did not have a hit last night. He went 0-for-2 officially with the RBI, 2 walks, a run scored. Pitch is low and inside, and it's 2-1 to Thomas. With Michael Stefanik on deck, again, no score, bottom of the first inning. Crowd still filing in here to Smith's ballpark. Here's the 2-1, and it's in tight, and it's 3-1. There were a contingent of Aces fans I saw on the concourse here before the game. This is not a tough trip, about 7 hours due east on 80. Here's the 3-1. And a swing and a miss. Uceta went off speed there, and I think Thomas was guessing fastball, and he was way out in front. Three-two on the way, and it's low and in. Ball four. Uceta threw him a breaking ball, and Thomas did not chase. So Dylan Thomas draws a walk, and Michael Stefanik comes up next. Stefanik in from the right side, batting .309. He's also been a hot hitter. 3 homers, including that 2-run shot last night. And 36 runs batted in, and he takes that pitch in tight, spins back out of the way of a front door breaking ball from Uceta. Stefanik had 2 hits last night, 2-for-4, that 2-run homer. He also singled and scored in the 6th inning last night. Throw to first, and diving back goes Thomas. The Bees have 24 steals as a team in their last 13 games. Prior to that, they were in a stretch of 25 games with just 7 steals. So they've really turned it on in that department as that swung on and fouled back, and it's 1-1. Dylan Thomas, 4 of 8 in steal attempts. And he's being held by Seth Beer. Here's the 1-1. And it is a strike on the outside corner, and now 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Michael Stefanik. And the pitch. And it's low and outside, 2-2. Instead of trying to get him to expand that time, throwing that slider down and away. The pitch is very high, and another full count now. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Runner at first base is Thomas, and he'll have a head start here. He goes. The pitch is a slider low and away, and it's back-to-back two-out walks issued by Edwin Uceta. So after back-to-back outs, back-to-back walks.
Batting first is the right fielder, number 17, Orlando Martinez.
And here comes Orlando Martinez, and Martinez in from the left side, batting 240, 5 homers, and 29 runs batted in. Here's the pitch, and it is a strike in there at the knees, and it's nothing and one to Martinez. No score, bottom of the first inning, but the Bees trying to conjure something here with two outs after the first two batters have been retired. Back-to-back walks have been drawn. The 0-1 is swung on and popped up. Should get him out of it. Hager drifts back, angled to his right, and now Jake Square to the infield, and Hager makes the catch in shallow left center, and that ends the inning. So some two-out turbulence for Edwin Uceta, but he works around it. No runs, no hits, no errors. And two men left. We played one inning in Salt Lake City. No score. The Aces and the Bees on the Aces Digital Network.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away.
Seth Beer is going to lead off the top of the second inning for the Aces. No score, Reno and Salt Lake. Zach Bayrudy, glad to be with you on a beautiful night here in SLC. Beer in from the left side, 3 to the right of second in the shift, and Jansen Junk delivers, and Beer takes a strike, and it's nothing in one. Pitch Palamaki, the shortstop, is in the shift, so the third baseman Gomez is playing the shortstop spot. It's the big shift for Seth. The 0-1 is outside. And it's one ball and one strike. Center fielder Monte Harrison is slightly towards left. The sun is shining in right center field, but deep in right center. So all the outfielders are in the shadows, but there's some sun, a strip of it in right center. The pitch is swung on and grounded into the teeth of the shift. It's going to be taken by Palamaki. And the shortstop gathers and throws to first from the right side of the infield to get Beer. And one up and one down in the second. Four up and four down for Chance Junk. Aces Baseball brought to you in part by your great friends at Greater Nevada Credit Union. How can we help you live greater? Buddy Kennedy in from the right side. And Kennedy batting .266 with five homers, 34 runs driven in. And the pitch is taken low and away. Kennedy had a two-out RBI single last night. It was in the sixth inning, and that ended up being his only hit. He went 1-for-5 with that knock. Second baseman Stefanik shaded toward the middle. Two on either side of second, and the 1-0 is up high, and it's two balls and no strikes to Kennedy. Here at Smith's Ballpark, 420 to straightaway center, 315 down the lines. Pretty symmetrical ballpark as the 2-0 pitch is up and away, and it's 3-0. There's a triangle just to the right of straightaway center extending back a little bit deeper. And then there's an angled wall in right down the right field corner, but it's just a few panels that are angled. Other than that, really not much of an arcade out there in the outfield as that pitch is going to be inside and to hit Kennedy. Kennedy gets hit in the arm. So Kennedy walks up the first baseline with his head slumped. Trying to take some deep breaths. He had nowhere to run and hide that fastball right at him. So, painfully, he becomes the Aces' first base runner of the night. And Dominic Canzone coming up. Canzone in from the left side, and he's batting .284, 12 homers, 57 runs batted in. No score, top of the second, one on and one out, and that pitch is in for a strike, and it's nothing and one. The 0-1, and Canzone bunts third base side, but foul. And it's nothing in two. They were shifting Canzone, and so Dominic just tried to push a bunt up the third base side, get a hit that way. But it did not have it angled properly, and so it's nothing in two. No balls and two strikes to Canzone. Canzone walks down the first baseline, picks up the bat, and the third baseman Gomez jogging back to his post, which is going to be about the shortstop spot, again with the shifts. The second baseman, Stefanik, is not in the outfield in this shift. He's on the infield dirt. The runner at first base, Kennedy, being held by Gatewood. Long pause here. And the 0-2. And a swinging ground ball pulled to the right side. This could be two. Stefanik, though, bobbles, so he has to turn and throw only to first. So they get just the out at first base. Stefanik trying to do a lot there in a little bit of time. And Stefanik, as he was picking up the ball, tried simultaneously to turn to second while he was fielding the ball. And that's when he fumbled it. And so he did the pirouette, but at that point his only play was to go to first and make sure they got the second out. So Kennedy up to second. Aces catch a bit of a break there. In a couple of different ways, that could have been a double play, and they have the lead runner still alive and in scoring position. So here's Maroglio in from the right side, and the pitch is low and inside. Maroglio batting .258, 9 homers, and 33 runs batted in. No score, top of the second inning. The Aces have Buddy Kennedy at second base with two outs. Here comes, and Marolio swings and pops it up. This is on the infield, and this is going to be the catcher, Colby Fitch, but he's going to give way to the third baseman, Gomez, coming down the line and straddling the line, they say, in fair territory. Gomez makes the catch, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left for Reno. We go to the bottom of the second, still scoreless in Salt Lake on the Aces Digital Network.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered with gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Monte Harrison leads it off for the Bees. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Zach Beirutti, glad to have you with us from Smith's Ballpark. No score. The pitch is taken for a strike, and it's nothing and one to Harrison, who's batting .242 with seven homers and 33 runs batted in. There's still a filtered sunshine in deep right center field as the pitch is swung on and fouled off to the right, and it's nothing and two. But outside of that, everywhere is covered in the shadows. Harrison crossed home plate with a winning run last night. He came on as a pinch runner, as the free runner in the 10th inning, as the pitch is going to miss up and away from Uceta. Fastball, and Harrison watches it go by. One ball and two strikes. Harrison did not have an at-bat last night. The 1-2 is swung on and fouled back to our right. Jose Gomez on deck, and then Jake Gatewood in the hole. Here's the 1-2. And a swing and a miss, and down on one knee went Harrison, swinging at a 79-mile-an-hour breaking ball from Uceta. He really hit the brakes on that, and Harrison down on strikes. And that is the second strikeout for Edwin, and now Jose Gomez. For injured bones, joints, and muscles, skip the ER, head for Rock Express, the region's only physician-staffed walk-in orthopedic clinic. Rock Express provides expert care that's faster and more affordable than the ER. Visit RenoOrtho.com. Uceta's pitch is up and into Gomez for ball one. Gomez batting .215, two homers and 10 runs batted in. The outfield straightaway, two on either side of second. And Uceta rocks into his delivery, and the pitch is outside. And it's two balls and no strikes. Third baseman Kennedy is about three-quarters of the way back. Kennedy about 10 feet from the line. Beer is well off the line and even with the bag at first. Here's the 2-0. And it is a strike on the outside corner. Good pitch there from Uceta. Wanted to get a fastball in on 2-0, and he put a 93-piece on the outside corner. 2-1. The pitch. And a swing and a foul back, and now it's 2-2. Last night they announced just over 8,000 here. It was 8,057 announced last night. Not sure it's going to be that many tonight, but not a bad crowd on hand as the 2-2 is strike three called on the outside corner. That was a little cutter there from Uceta, and Gomez followed it the entire way. He was leaning forward as if to move it with his eyes toward the outside and off the outside, but it caught the outside corner. And back-to-back Ks for Edwin to begin the second inning. So for a second straight inning, back-to-back outs recorded. In the first inning, it was back-to-back outs and then back-to-back walks. So let's see if Uceta can get Gatewood here as that pitch is taken up high for ball one, a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Gatewood 0 for 4 last night. Gatewood's not had a hit in this series. He's not been on as that pitch is going to miss, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Gatewood in game one, 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts. In game two, 0 for 4 with 2 strikeouts. Gatewood had game three off, and then last night, 0 for 4, did not strike out. That pitch in for a strike, and it's 2 and 1. So Gatewood is 0 for 12 in this series with a bunch of strikeouts. Here's the 2-1. And he tried to check his swing, but did not on the appeal up to the first base umpire, Jonathan Biaretta. He gives the fist, saying that he went, and it's 2 and 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bases clear, 2 outs. Edwin Uceta trying to breeze through the second inning. Here's the 2-2, and it has swung on and missed a 95-mile-an-hour elevated fastball. So Gatewood continues to look lost at the plate in this series. And Edwin Uceta does strike out the side in order in the second. That's what Jansen Junk did in the first. Nothing across for the Bees, and we head to the top of the third. Scoreless in Salt Lake on the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the desert sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be, handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients, dough made fresh daily, and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni, now with 2 locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carry out at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Jake Hager gets the aces started at the plate at the top of the third inning. No score, and a pitch from Jansen Junk is taken for a strike by Jake. Over the inside corner, it's nothing and one. Hager batting 242, 4 home runs, 36 runs batted in. 3 to the left of second, and a pitch. And Hager takes a strike on the outside. That was a slider away, so Jansen Junk hitting both corners there. Fastball on the inside and a slider on the outside. And he's put Hager behind the eight ball, nothing in two. Jake with that open stance. Second baseman Stefanik is now shaded toward the middle from the right side, so a balanced infield now. The pitch is swung on and fouled off to the right. Jake Hager, Camden Duzenac, and then the top of the order, Giancarlo Cintron. The Aces have had 1 base runner of the 7 men who came to the plate. Buddy Kennedy was hit by a pitch with 1 out last inning. Aces still looking for their first hit. So are the Bees, for that matter. We have not had one in this game. Here's the 0-2. And a swing and a foul off to the right. So it stays nothing in two on Hager. That was a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Jansen Junk, one of only 5 Seattle University's alums, one of only 5 Seattle University alums to make it to the big leagues. Here's the 0-2, and Hager takes a slider away. Good take on a tough pitch, and it's 1-2. Tigers pitcher Tariq Skubal, Cubs pitcher Eric Yardley are active in the big leagues right now of Seattle University. That pitch is swung on and lifted to shallow left field. Dylan Thomas coming in. He got a late break going out. Palamaki, but Thomas gets to his spot and then drops the ball. So Thomas got there. He had it in his glove and then dropped it. There was nobody in front of him. Palamaki had long veered off. Let's see how they're going to score it. Thomas got there, and it hit off of his glove. It probably should be an error, and it will be an E7. Did Thomas have a long way to come in? Yes, but did he get there? Yes. And once he got there, he should have had it. So an E7. And now Camden Duzenac in from the right side. Duzenac will show bunt, and he'll take a strike, and it's nothing and one. To finish that thought on the Seattle U alums, Tariq Skubal, Eric Yardley, active in the big leagues. And then Eddie and Johnny O'Brien in the big leagues from 1953 to 1959. Then you have Jansen Junk out of Seattle. Throw to first, and diving back goes Hager. Hager with 6 steals and 8 attempts. Duzenac at the plate, batting .256, 19 homers, and 51 runs batted in. And a pitch, and Duzenac swings and fouls it off to the right. Duzenac enters this game with a 6-game hit streak, over which he's batting .400. And Duzenac extended his hit streak last night with a 2-run homer in the 7th. And as I mentioned earlier, he also homered off Jansen Junk on August 21st at Greater Nevada Field. There's the 0-2. And a swing and a flare right field. That is going to get down, and it'll be a base hit toward the corner. To cut it off goes Martinez. Duzenac is hustling for second. The throw in is going to be in time. Tag applied by Jake Palamaki. The throw has gotten in from Martinez, and Camden Duzenac disagrees with that call. Was the third base umpire Paul Clemens ruling from the middle of the diamond. He was right on top of it. And the throw certainly beat him. Duzenac may be making a case that the slide eluded the tag. And on the replay, let's see. Oh, he might have a point. But that was going to be tough for Paul Clemens to see. We're not going to get a definitive look at it, but Duzenac may have eluded the tag. But Hager will be at third base with one out. Again, it goes 9-6 on that putout. It'll go as a single for Duzenac. A swing and a line drive base hit off the bat of Cintron. And the aces are on the board. And Cintron has a 10-game hit streak. And he'll make an aggressive turnaround first. But he'll hold there. Giancarlo Cintron lines it over the head of the third baseman, Gomez. A ringing single to give the aces a 1-0 lead. So Cintron has hit safely in 10 straight over the course of this streak. Giancarlo's batting .395, which is kind of where he's been sitting all year with the average. And here's the pitch on the way to Fletcher, and it's swung on and lined to right. This is going to send the right fielder Martinez back, and it's over his head, and one hops the fence. Hitting third base and being sent around is Cintron. The relay throw is going to be in time. Cintron tried to dive at the front side of the plate, and he was tagged out by Colby Fitch, who had to go in the left-handed hitter, in the right-handed hitter's batter's box to get that throw. So 9-4-2 on that relay. And it remains a 1-0 game. That was played back in by Martinez to Stefanik. Cintron had flipped the helmet off, and then JC, seeing the throw had beaten him, tried to go to the front side of the dish, but he was tagged on the chest by Colby Fitch. That'll go as a double for Dominic Fletcher, and then he advances on the throw to third base. That swung on and missed by Luplo, and it's nothing and one. So what a weird inning this has been. Again, 9-4-2 on that relay. And it's Fletcher at third base. with two outs. Aces have made two outs on the base paths here. The pitch, and it's swung on, and Luplo tried to hold back but could not. He put the bat through the zone, and it's nothing in two. No balls and two strikes. And here comes, and it is off the outside, and it's one and two. One ball, two strikes, and here's the pitch, and a slider away. And make it 2-2 to Jordan Luplo, who again struck out swinging his first time up. Batting with Fletcher at third base. Two outs, 1-0 Aces. Two two. And a swing and a line drive left field. That'll get down and be extra bases. It'll roll to the corner. Scoring easily is Fletcher. Jogging into second is Jordan Luplo, and he has a two-out RBI double. Well, that ought to make the Aces feel a lot better about this inning. Because the Aces, as I mentioned, had made two outs on the base pass, including one at the plate. And had they come away from this inning with only a 1-0 lead, would have been a little bit bittersweet. But Jordan Luplo with a double to lefts. And that is the fourth Aces hit of the inning. Aces have had four consecutive hits. And there has not been an out on a ball put in play this inning. Hager started this inning by reaching on an error. Drop fly ball and left by Dylan Thomas. Here's the pitch. And it's swung on in line foul off to the left by Seth Beer. Any run this inning will be unearned for Jansen Junk. The two that have scored and any more potentially would all be unearned because of that error that started the inning. The 0-1 to Seth is swung on and missed. That pitch away, and it's now nothing in two. That's a big-time RBI hit there by Jordan Luplo. And yeah, with the way this inning has played out, that's a big one. And if the Aces win this game, and if it's a close game, remember that hit. No balls and two strikes to Beer. Junk delivers, and Beer swings and lifts a fly ball deep to center. Harrison going back, angled to his right. Harrison's at the wall, and it hits off the wall. Scoring easily is Luplo. Beer is around second, and Beer is chugging for third, and Seth Beer has a triple. And that is like Haley's Comet, Seth Beer tripling, and that's his first of the year. Seth with a big smile at third base. Harrison went all the way back to the wall, and Harrison was not really in the right spot. Not that he would have had a play, but Harrison started veering to his left as he faced the wall, and the ball rang off the wall behind him. And it caromed far away. And Seth Beer, with that hard carom, able to get himself to third with his first triple of the season. And make it 3-0, Reno. And that is five straight hits. And the last three for extra bases as that pitch is swung on and missed, and nothing in one to Buddy Kennedy. And now you really think about what could have been if those two outs weren't made on the bases. There's the 0-1. And a swing and a fly ball shallow right center, and angled out to his left is Stefanik, and he'll make the catch. That ends the inning. That was served the opposite way by Kennedy. A soft flare, but Stefanik was able to get back there and haul it in for the final out. But the Aces strike for three runs. Five straight hits after that error started the inning. And there was one error and one man left stranded. What a strange inning that was. But as we go to the bottom of the third, it's the Aces 3 and the Bees nothing on the Aces Digital Network.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face. That's right. Your face needs to eat, too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
The Aces have staked Edwin Ucetta to a 3-0 lead now as we go to the bottom of the third. And let's see if Ucetta can come up with the elusive shutdown inning as that pitch in for a strike. And it's nothing and one to Colby Fitch, the ninth place hitter, who, as I mentioned earlier, is getting his first action in this series. And he had been with the Phillies up until just a couple of weeks ago as that pitch is in tight. One ball and one strike to Fitch. Left-handed hitter, and he is batting .273. In his time with Salt Lake, 16 games with the Bees, 2 homers and 8 runs batted in, and a pitch, and Fitch takes outside, and it's 2-1. Fitch out of Louisville, and he was drafted by the Phillies in the 13th round of the 2017 draft. Attended high school in Columbia, Missouri, Hickman High School, but he was born in Sacramento. That pitch is outside, check swing, and no, says the third base umpire, Paul Clemens. But he had been with the Phillies from the time he was drafted just until a couple of weeks ago when he was released as that swung on and fouled back, and it's 3-2. He had only played 2 games this season with Reading, fighting Phil's the AA club in the Eastern League, and picked up by the Angels where he's playing now in his 17th game with the Bees. The pitch is swung on and popped up. This is right side of the infield. This will be an easy play for Seth Beer, and he will make the catch. For out number one, easy does it. One up and one down and to the top of the order. And Jake Palamaki. Aces fans need a better banking experience. We're a financial institution for the people of Nevada, by the people of Nevada. As a not-for-profit credit union, our bottom line measurement of success and motivation is you. Find out what we can do for you at gncu.org. Third baseman Kennedy is at the edge of the cutout into the grass. And the pitch is swung on in line on one short hop to Hager, the shortstop, who handles it nicely and throws to first to get Palamaki for out number two. Jake Hager, an outstanding, outstanding defensive shortstop. And that was not an easy play. That was a liner and a short hop for Hager at the rim of the outfield grass. So he absorbs it, and he throws to first to get Palamaki. And that is out number two. They go through all kinds of drills during infield, you know, handling hops like that. But it's still so impressive when you see it in real time. And now Keen Wong in from the left side, and it's up and outside, ball one. Wong struck out looking his only other time up. 3-0 Reno. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Edwin Ucetta on the first base side of the rubber. The third baseman Kennedy even with the bag. The first baseman Beer back of the bag. And the 1-0 is a strike that catches the outside corner. A backdoor breaking ball from Edwin. And it's 1-1. It's like Tyler Holton is up in the Aces bullpen. And a 1-1, and a swing and a miss. Edwin with a slider there, and it's now 1-2. Again, the shutdown inning has been elusive for the Aces in this series. Here's the 1-2, and a swing and a foul back. Case in point was last night. The Aces scored in the top of the fourth, Bees scored in the bottom. Aces scored in the top of the sixth, Bees scored in the bottom. Aces scored in the bottom or the top of the seventh inning. The Bees tied it in the bottom of the eighth as that swung on and missed. And down on strikes goes Wong to end the inning. And then Reno didn't score, obviously, the ninth and the tenth. And the Bees got that winning run in the bottom of the tenth. But here we have a shutdown inning, and Uceta punctuates him with his fifth strikeout in three frames. And that is seven in a row retired by Uceta, and he might be done. And nothing across for the Bees in the third. To the middle innings we go. To the top of the fourth, it's the Aces 3, the Bees nothing on the Aces Digital Network.
At Super Chicks, we're super into chicken. We think it's just about the most perfect food in the world. And we wanted our recipes to celebrate all that perfection. So we did something drastic. We decided to keep it simple. We decided to bring you the last true chicken sandwich. Visit us in Sparks at North McCarran and Prater Way for fresh, never frozen chicken and frozen custard made daily. Open at 11 a.m. and on Sundays. Dang good chicken.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Dominic Canzone leading off the top of the fourth inning as we drift to the middle frames. Canzone takes a strike and it's nothing and one. 3-0 Reno. Zach Beirute, glad to have you with us on the Wasatch front as that swung on and bounced foul up the first base side. And it's nothing and two. Canzone has grounded to second. Jansen Junk in the midst of his second trip through the order, and Jansen Junk gave up five straight hits in the third inning. The three runs he allowed that inning, all unearned. Shift on three to the right of second. The third baseman, Gomez, playing the shortstop spot, and now time was granted to somebody. I'm not sure who it was, either Fitch or Canzone. Now the 0-2, and a swing and a fly ball to straightaway center field. Monte Harrison drifting back, angled to his right. Twilight sky is upon us, but Harrison sees it just fine and makes the catch. And that is out number one. Yeah, that third inning, Jake Hager reached to start the inning on a drop fly ball and left by Dylan Thomas, and then five straight hits. But the Aces, in the midst of that, made two outs on the base pass. Camden Duzenak single, tried to stretch it to a double, was thrown out. And then Giancarlo Cintron singled, and then Fletcher doubled, and Cintron was thrown out trying to score on that at the plate as that pitch is swung on and popped up. Right field foul territory, racing over is Gatewood, and Gatewood makes the catch at home plate in the exposed bullpen down the right field line. Those can be tricky sometimes, but Gatewood able to get over to his left toward the right field sidewall. And with two down, here's Hager, who, as I mentioned, reached on that drop fly ball left by Thomas. Hager did score. He's 0-for-1, having reached on that error. Three runs, five hits for the Aces. No runs, no hits, an error for the Bees. Junk into his motion and the pitch, and it's swung on and lifted down the right field line, twisting to the seats and out of play. Again, twilight time here, and the next inning is going to be tough on the defense with the high pop-ups, especially with the little bit of haze we have. The 0-1, and a swing and a fly ball to left. This is Thomas moving to his right, and Thomas is there, and this time Dylan Thomas squeezes it. And it's the third out of the inning, so a quick 1-2-3 work by Jansen Junk after that rugged third. Nothing across for the Aces in the fourth, and onto the home half. Reno 3, Salt Lake nothing on the Aces Digital Network.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like,
Let's buy a dune buggy.
Or, sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law. That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, when did you get so smart about money? Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be a original.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participate in U.S. locations.
Tyler Holton takes the baton from Edwin Ucetta here in the fourth inning. Saw that coming with Holton warming up last inning. Great work by Edwin Ucetta. And he retired 9 of the 11 that he faced. And the two exceptions, back-to-back walks with two outs in the first inning. He did not allow a hit. So Holton, the left-hander, will face Dylan Thomas, a left-handed swinger, and the pitch is taken for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Thomas was one of the two who walked. It was Thomas and Stefanik, the first two due up here in the fourth inning. Those are the only two Bs that have been aboard. Here's the 0-1, and it is low and inside. One ball and one strike to Thomas. Holton making his 21st appearance for the Aces, his 20th in relief. 2-0 with a 4.22 ERA, and the pitch is swung on in line and caught by Seth Beer, who dives to his right. What a play by Seth. Seth was playing deep first, so that helped his cause. He had an extra beat to react, but Beer falling to his right, extending the glove to his right, and Seth cocks his head and grins as he secures out number one in scintillating fashion. Beer diving to his right. We've talked about the improved defense at first base for Seth Beer this season. We've seen a diving catch from Seth and a triple for Seth as that pitch is going to miss in tight. Ball one, also a little bit high to Michael Stefanik. So Seth Beer having himself a night. Stefanik, we mentioned, walked in the first inning. The pitch is swung on and lifted to deep left, but that's going to get foul down over the wall, but well to the left of the pole. One ball and one strike to Stefanik. We'll keep an eye on the out-of-town scoreboard. They're just getting underway in Sacramento right now, the Rivercats and the Aviators. There's the 1-1, and it is a strike on the inside, and now 1-2. If the Aces win this game and the Rivercats defeat Vegas, Reno's magic number heading to tomorrow would be 9, it'd be single digits. Here's the 1-2, and it's swung on in line to center field and a base hit for Michael Stefanik. So the B's first hit comes in the bottom of the fourth inning with one out, and Stefanik is 1-for-1, so it's the second time that he's been aboard. One on, one away, and Orlando Martinez coming up next. The Aces once again taking the field as Los Corazones de Reno as part of MILB's Copa de la Diversión. September 15th and 16th, they'll take on the Rivercats. Don't miss out on the fun. Get your tickets at RenoAces.com or text TIXX to 21003. And the pitch is swung on and looped to right field. That'll be a base hit. Moving to his right to cut it off is Canzone. He fires into second base, going first to third Stefanik, and Orlando Martinez makes it back-to-back one-out singles. Well, how big does that play by Seth Beer look now, where he made that diving catch to his right? If that ball gets by Seth, you're talking about three hits and a run. Right now, runners of the corners with one out and Monte Harrison coming up. The Aces for the moment leading 3-0. Harrison in from the right side. And here's the pitch. And Harrison takes a strike on the outside corner and nothing and one. So the Bees with their first two hits of the ballgame, and they have them come back-to-back. Stefanik and Martinez back-to-back singles, runners to the corners, one away. And the 0-1. And a swing and a line drive foul off to the right, and now nothing and two. A spot here, obviously, where Holton is coveting a strikeout. Edwin Uceta, three innings, did not allow a run or a hit. Edwin walked two, and he struck out five. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a line drive right field. That'll be a base hit. And a sliding stop made by Canzone. Coming in to score is Stefanik. And up to third base goes Martinez on the base hit by Monte Harrison, an RBI single. So Holton getting hit around a little bit here. Three straight hits. And the Aces lead trimmed to two runs. It's now 3-1 as the Bees get on the board. Holton, his last time out versus Vegas, gave up five runs. The pitch on the way is bunted, and Holton is going to spear it with a backhand. He'll underhand to first, but that's going to get a run in. So it'll be a sacrifice and a safety squeeze that goes 1-3. So an RBI for Jose Gomez as the Bees bunt that second run home. That was a good bunt to the right side of the infield. A nice job by Holton extending with his backhand out to get it. Because if that ball gets by Holton, it goes into no man's land. So Martinez scores. And now Monte Harrison at second base in a 3-2 game with two outs. And Gatewood in from the right side. And the pitch is swung on and foul tipped to the plate for strike one. Holton on the fourth versus Vegas. Allowed five runs, four of them earned on six hits in 2 2/3 innings. That was his second outing since being optioned back by the Diamondbacks. This is third outing. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a foul ball topped back of home plate. Holton was with the D-backs for about a month. His last outing before being recalled by Arizona was on July 28th. And then the next outing he had with Reno was August 31st. The D-backs this season, Holton's made 10 appearances, a 3 ERA in the big leagues. He's done really well up there. The 0-2 is swung on and missed. And a 91-mile-an-hour fastball gets Gatewood swinging to end the inning. But three straight hits, all singles, and then the squeeze bunt to get a second run in. And the Bees are back in this. They get two runs on three hits, no errors, and one man left stranded. On to the fifth inning. It's the Aces 3, the Bees 2 on the Aces Digital Network.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin. Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Aces 3, Bees 2. Zach Bayrudy, glad to have you with us. We go to the top of the fifth inning where Camden Dusenak will lead it off. Fans get to the park early on Saturday, September 17th. It's our Aces t-shirt giveaway presented by T-Mobile. That's a week from tonight. Don't miss out on the final giveaway of the 2022 season. Limited quantities are available, so make sure you get yours today by visiting renoaces.com and get to the ballpark early for that giveaway. So here's Dusenak in from the right side. Jansen Junk delivers a strike on the outside corner, and it's nothing in one. Outside of that odd third inning, Jansen Junk's been good. And again, the three runs that he allowed in that third inning unearned. The 0-1 is swung on and fouled at the dish. And it's one ball. All right, no balls and two strikes, beg your pardon. Dusenak, who singled to right to extend his hit streak to seven games his last time up, but he made one of the two outs the Aces made on the bases in that third inning. Dusenak tried to extend it to a double. He was thrown out on a nice throw in by Martinez. The other out came on Cintron trying to score at the plate, as that is going to be a swing on a slider away. Dusenak tried to hold up, and he tried to check his swing, but on the appeal, ruled that he went around. Jonathan Bieretta, the first base umpire, in my estimation, ruling correctly. Dusenak becomes the fourth strikeout victim of Jansen Junk. That's his first strikeout since the first, where he struck out the side in order. And out of the top of the order, Giancarlo Cintron, who's 1-for-2. Cintron, an RBI single his last time up, and the pitch is taken for a strike. Three runs, five hits for the Aces. Two runs, three hits for the Bees. Salt Lake has committed the game's only error, and again, it led to those three unearned runs as the 0-1 is swung on and missed, and now nothing in two. No balls, two strikes. Base is clear, one out, top of the fifth. Center fielder Harrison slightly towards right. The second baseman Stefanik toward the middle, and Cintron swings and fouls it back. And again, JC extended his hit streak to 10 games with that RBI single that he had his last time up. No balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it is low and away, and it's 1-2. Tomorrow, day baseball here in Salt Lake City. Midday baseball in Reno, 12:05 Pacific time, first pitch if you're in Reno. Our pregame coverage bright and early, 11:55 a.m. Here's the 1-2, and it is low and inside, and it's two balls and two strikes to Cintron. The 2-2. And a swing and a pop-up. This is to shallow right. Coming in is Martinez, and he gets to his spot to make the catch for the second out. So Cintron now 1-for-3, and Dominic Fletcher coming up next. Brandon Fott for the Aces tomorrow. 3-0 with a 2.57 ERA. Kenny Rosenberg for the Bees, 2-4 with a 4.22 ERA. Again, 12:05 first pitch, 11:55 a.m. pregame coverage on the radio here from Smith's Ballpark. And a bus ride back to Reno. That's old school. Here's the pitch, and it is going to miss ball one to Dominic Fletcher. This guy's used to the bus ride to the lower levels of the minor leagues, but to here, it's all flights unless it's Sacramento. But this is the one exception in certain cases, is that swung on and missed. Slider down and in, and it's 1-1. Again, there were no flights that could accommodate us last night, the entire traveling party. So instead of waking up early on Monday, Gil Velasquez saying, you know what, let's just get a bus and get moving. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a line drive right field, a base hit for Fletcher, who's 2-for-3. So Fletcher, who doubled and scored in the third, has a single with two outs here in the fifth. And Jordan Luplow coming up next. Luplow is 1-for-2. He had an RBI double as part of that three-run third inning. Those bus rides used to be great team-building, I don't want to say exercises, but just moments. And the nature of the bus rides over the years in the minor leagues have changed, because you used to have, you know, one bus and there'd be a TV screen and someone would have to pick a movie out of someone's DVD pamphlet. Here's the pitch, and it is outside ball one. And there was like a hierarchy depending on which team you were with, who got to pick the movie. Maybe it was that day's starter. Maybe it was the manager or a coach. Maybe you took a vote. But these are the days before smartphones, and now everybody's just on their phone watching whatever they want, and it's very individual. So 1-0 pitch is swung on and fouled back, and it's 1-1. But back in the day, those bus rides when smartphones weren't a thing, that was where the good stuff happened, where guys would talk and get to know each other. And I might be over-romanticizing it a little bit, but I lived it, so in my mind, those are some glory days gone by. Here's the 1-1. And a swing and a foul back to our right. And it's 1-2. I'm not saying it was better without the phones. I mean, it's nice for everybody to be able to chat and stay in touch with friends and family and watch whatever you want to watch, listen to whatever you want to listen to. But it's just different. And I'll always remember being part of those days where everybody was on the bus together and you were literally together. One ball and two strikes. And here's the pitch, and a swing and a foul back, so Luplow grinding out it at bat here. One ball and two strikes to Luplow. Here comes, and a swing and a drive. That's hit well to left. Thomas going back, and Thomas will turn and watch it go onto the hill. A two-out, two-run homer for Jordan Luplow. And the home runs continue off Luplow's bat. That's his sixth big fly in an Aces uniform. And for Luplow, this is 10th game with the Aces. And with two outs, he gets his lead back to three runs for Reno. It's 5-2. And a big blow there from Jordan Luplow, who continues to impress. So now Seth Beer. And Beer in from the left side, and he's 1-for-2 with his first triple of the season, his last at bat, as that's in the dirt, ball one. Beer tripled off of the center field wall, and Monte Harrison tracked it all the way to the wall. It took a hard carom, and that's what enabled Seth to get to third. Again, his first triple of the season. There's the pitch, and a swing and a foul back. And it's 1-1, so it's Reno 5 and Salt Lake 2. Three to the right of second in the shift. The third baseman, Gomez, is shaded up the middle. And it junks 1-1. And a swing and a ground ball to the third baseman playing the shortstop spot. That's Gomez, gets his footwork right, and then fires to first to get Beer, and that ends the inning. So 5-3 put out there. But the Aces get two runs with two outs on a two-out, two-run blast by Jordan Luplow, his sixth in 10 games with Reno. One of two hits, no errors, and none left. And now to the bottom of the fifth inning, it's Reno 5, Salt Lake 2 on the Aces Digital Network.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Chop Stop, for fully customized chop salads, delicious, nutritious, and fast. Now serving coffee drinks, including lattes, cappuccinos, mochas, Americanos, hot chocolate, and teas. As a coffee introduction special, until June 1st, take 15% off your entire in-store or drive-thru order before 10:30 a.m. Swing by our drive-thru for that morning cup of joe and tack on a delicious chop for lunch. Try our new hot-selling Chop Lobster. Open daily 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chop Stop. Fuel your body.
Tyler Holton back to work. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning, and it's the Aces 5 and the Bees 2. Reno getting a two-run homer from Jordan Luplo to get the lead back to 3. Is that pitch? Is low ball one to Colby Fitch. Fitch popped out to the first baseman Seth Beer, his only other time up. The center fielder Fletcher is towards left, and the pitch is off the outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Still twilight time here. It's a charcoal-colored sky with that haze. Stadium lights are in effect, though, as the pitch is swung on and bounced to first, taken nicely with a backhand by Beer, who's had a spectacular game tonight offensively and defensively, and Beer takes a 3 unassisted, and Fitch is 0 for 2, and now back to the top of the order, and Jake Palamaki, who bats for a third time in this game. Fan Appreciation Day, presented by Greater Nevada Credit Union, will be on Sunday, September 18th. Join us for a celebration of you, the Ace Ball fans. Some of the festivities include an Aces pint glass giveaway while supplies last, dollar hot dogs, and a 10th anniversary celebration of the 2012 AAA National Championship, as that pitches outside ball one. For tickets, RenoAces.com or text TIXX to 21003. Third baseman Kennedy is even with the bag, Holton the kick and the pitch, and a swing and a pop-up. This is shallow right field. Over goes Cintron, in comes Canzone, out goes Beer, and it's Cintron cutting between both Canzone and Beer. The second baseman tucked inside fair territory up the right field line. He makes the catch. A nice play by JC for out number two. Again, it's especially nice with the twilight overhead. Cintron had a long way to go at a tricky angle, fighting a tough sky, tough backdrop. So now Keen Wong in from the left side. Wong has struck out twice, once looking, once swinging. Pitch. And Wong takes a big breaking ball for a strike from Holton, and it's nothing and one. There is a right-hander throwing in the B's pen as the 0-1 is swung on and missed, and now nothing and two. No balls and two strikes to the left-handed hitting Wong. Board has it at 1-1, but it's nothing and two. Trying to see who it is down in that Salt Lake pen. Here's the 0-2, and it's in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. One and two, the count to Wong. Holton looking for a 1-2-3 inning. lot of room toward the right of second base for Wong. And a 1-2. And a swing and a foul ball lined off to the left, off the screen. One ball, two strikes, and here's the pitch. And it's low and away, 2-2, just off the outside there from Holton. Two balls and two strikes. The 2-2, and a swing and a foul back. That was a hanging breaking ball. And Wong fouling it back to the screen. Well, if Holton's going to have a 1-2-3 inning here, Keen Wong's not going to let it happen easily. Two balls and two strikes. Wong has struck out twice. Holton trying to make it three times in a row that Wong has struck out. This is the first time that Holton is facing Wong, and once he faces him, he'll have faced everyone. Here's the pitch. And that is strike three called on the inside corner, and the frustrating night for Keen Wong continues. That pitch grazing the inside edge, and Wong knew it, and Holton picks up his second strikeout, and it ends a 1-2-3 fifth for Holton. He's retired five in a row, and nothing across for the Bees in the fifth. And we move to the sixth in Salt Lake City. It's Reno 5 and Salt Lake 2 on the Aces Digital Network.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face. That's right. Your face needs to eat, too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field, and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open a nice cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Kyle Bearclaw is the new pitcher for Salt Lake, and the Aces batting in the top of the sixth, leading 5-2 in the first pitch, pumped in for a strike to Buddy Kennedy, and it's nothing and one. Center fielder Monte Harrison is slightly towards right. Second baseman Michael Stefanik toward the middle, and the first baseman Gatewood is well off the line, and that's swung on and missed. And it's nothing and two. No balls and two strikes. And the pitch. And it's a slider in the dirt. And Kennedy not chasing. One ball and two strikes. So Bearclaw, who we've seen mostly in the back end of the bullpen, Bearclaw pitched here on Wednesday a third of an inning, and he retired the one batter he faced. He got Dominic Canzone to pop out. Not seen him since. The 1-2, and it is a slider way outside. And two balls and two strikes. Bearclaw takes over for Jansen Junk, who went five innings. He allowed five runs, two of them earned on seven hits. He hit a batter, and he struck out four. Bearclaw making his 34th relief appearance. The 2-2. And a check swing. The ball ricochets off the equipment of Fitch, goes toward the third base on deck circle, and his throw to first won't be in time. So it'll be a strikeout and a wild pitch. Unless they say pass ball. Let's take a look at the replay. The angle they're showing us isn't going to help us out any. Looked like it went off the shin guard or something of Fitch. We'll go strikeout wild pitch for now. Have not made the announcement yet. And now Dominic Canzone, who again Bearclaw got to pop out the other day on Wednesday. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a line drive left field and a base hit. Up to second base goes Buddy Kennedy, and Dominic Canzone with a single. And the Aces have two on with nobody out. And Nerino, maybe a chance to create some separation here in the top of the sixth, leading 5-2. And Dominic Maroglio coming up next. Maroglio is 0-2. He's popped out to third and fouled out to first. So the strikeout wild pitch, and then Canzone's single puts two on with no one out. Bearclaw out of St. Mary's College in Moraga, West Coast Conference, has a great program in that league. And the pitch is taken for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Bearclaw's last year at St. Mary's was 2012. It was drafted by the Cardinals, the seventh round in 2012. Made his major league debut with the Marlins in 2015. The 0-1, and a breaking ball low and outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Bearclaw got to the Marlins in 2015 from the Cardinals organization. Those two, by the way, they just announced wild pitch on that strikeout. They just did announce it. Those two teams, the Cardinals and the Marlins, do share a spring training complex. The pitch is swung on and driven deep to left, and Dylan Thomas will turn and watch the 10th home run of the season for Dominic Maroglio make its way to the concession stand behind the hill. Wow, what a shot. A three-run homer, and there's the separation and an 8-2 lead for the Aces. Dominic Maroglio absolutely cranked that one to the concession stand and left, no doubt about it. Maroglio not cheated on his 10th big fly. He knew it right away. That one wound up on the awning above the concession stand. The concession worker was stunned to see people clamoring in front of the stand for a baseball. So Maroglio nearly puts one on the hot dog rollers and gives the Aces an 8-2 lead as Hager swings and grounds one routinely to short. Palamaki has it. And he throws to first to get Hager. And that is out number one. So here's Duzenac, who's 1-2. Again, he extended his hit streak with a single to right his first time up. And for Duzenac, that is now a 7-game hit streak. The pitch is in tight, ball one. Kick and the pitch, and Duzenac looks at a called strike on the outside, and it's even at one ball and one strike. Duzenac struck out swinging his last time up. Reno 8, Salt Lake 2. Homers in each of the last two innings for the Aces. That swung on and missed a slider, and it gets to the backstop, and Duzenac is now behind the eight ball. One ball and two strikes. Luplo hit the two-out, two-run homer in the fifth, and Maroglio with two on and nobody out. A three-run shot here in the sixth. One ball, two strikes, and the pitch is swung on and tapped weakly toward the third baseline. It's barehanded by Bearclaw, and he throws to first in time to get Duzanac. Kyle Bearclaw fielding his position well that time, moving toward the line. And only had time to pick it up with his bare hand. Didn't have time to glove and transfer, so the bare hand and a good throw to first. So 1-3 on that out, and now to the top of the order. And Giancarlo Cintron, who's 1-for-3. Cintron extending his hit streak to 10 games with an RBI single to left in the third. He fly to right his last time up. And here's the pitch, and it is a breaking ball strike, and it's nothing and one. The 0-1, and a swing and a foul off to the right, and now nothing in two. No balls, two strikes to Giancarlo Cintron. The 0-2. And a swing and a miss, breaking ball from Bearclaw. And so he retires three hitters in a row after the three-run homer by Maroglio. That, by the way, his second strikeout. This inning started with a strikeout wild pitch that allowed Kennedy to reach. The Aces do get that separation that I was speaking of. They get three runs on two hits. The big one, of course, the Maroglio three-run homer. No errors and none left. Bottom of the sixth coming up. It's Reno 8, Salt Lake 2 on the Aces Digital Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
The Aces 8 and the Bees 2. Reno has scored 5 runs over the last 2 innings. And the Aces trying to set themselves up for a chance to split this series tomorrow. Need to win tonight in order to have that chance, as that pitch is off the outside, ball one to Dylan Thomas. The Aces split the remaining series. Of course, you can't split a three-gamer. They have a three-gamer left with Tacoma. The last series of the regular season at home, that pitch is in tight, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. But if the Aces split the series they have left outside of that one, they'll be fine. And if they win tonight, the magic number would be 10. If the Aviators lose tonight, magic number would be 9 going into tomorrow. That pitch is going to be a strike. Check swing by Thomas, but the pitch was in there. Two balls and one strike. There is no score in Sacramento right now. Vegas and Sacramento scoreless. A swing and a foul back. Look out to our left. That was in the PA room. Off of their window. Tacoma leading Oklahoma City 4-2. The Rainiers are trying to beat the Dodgers and frustrate them even more than they probably already are. As that swung on in line on one hop snag neatly by Seth Beer, who's doing it all tonight. And Beer takes a three unassisted for out number one. That was a line drive, and Dylan Thomas had something to say to Seth Beer after he fielded that one and took it to the bag. Thomas on his way back to the first base dugout must have just said, hey, it's your night, man. Seth Beer's made a couple of nice picks at first. That triple, his first of the year. Seth getting it done, and it's the second time, actually, that Seth has robbed Dylan Thomas. He had a diving catch on that line drive earlier. As that pitch is going to miss in tight, ball one. So Dylan Thomas, that's why he had something to say. He's been robbed twice by Seth now. One ball, no strikes to Stefanik. And the pitch on the way, and it is low, and it's two balls and no strikes. I was talking about the Oklahoma City Dodgers. Frustrating for them because they're about to lose again to a team that does not have the playoffs in their sights, and the Dodgers probably thought they could beat up on Tacoma that series. Here's the pitch, and it is in for a strike, and it's 2-1. Dodgers have lost 7 of their last 10. And while that's been going on, El Paso and Round Rock have been breathing down their necks. Right now, Dodgers and Chihuahuas in a tie for first. That pitch is a strike on the outside. And it's 2-2. I don't know about tie-breaking procedures. Like, I don't know if there's a three-way tie in the East when the season comes to an end. What those procedures are. Now that we don't have leagues anymore, the 2-2 is low and outside. And a full count. Major League Baseball just kind of took everything over here after COVID in the minor leagues. And a lot of the protocols have changed. Back when these leagues were individualized, you'd have, as a Stefanik steps out, you'd have different leagues with different playoff and tie-breaking procedures. They were decided by league presidents. So I don't know if Major League Baseball has thought that far ahead. Three balls and two strikes. And the pitch is low and in, ball four. So Stefanik walks. And he stays perfect on the night. The Aces have not been able to get him out. Second time that he's walked, he's also singled and scored. And now Orlando Martinez, who's 1-for-2. Well, right now, Tacoma beating Oklahoma City 4-2. El Paso is losing at Albuquerque 4-1. Round Rock has already won today. They defeated Sugarland 6-3. It was a frustrating extra innings loss for Round Rock last night as that swung on and missed. So Round Rock has already won, meaning that if the Dodgers and the Chihuahuas lose, there'd be a three-way tie atop the East in the PCL. The 0-1 is swung on in line toward the backhand side of short. Hager knocks it down, recovers, throws to first, and not in time. As beating it out is Martinez. That was lined off the backhand of Hager. It was on a short hop, a very tough play, and had Hager been able to keep that ball closer to his body, he probably has him at first base, but when Hager knocked it down with the glove, that ball bounced out in front to the point where Hager had to take a step to his right and lunge to pick up the ball, and I think that's the time that cost him. Bang, bang play at first, and just getting in there, Martinez. I think it should be a hit. And it will be. So an infield single for Orlando Martinez. It's been this part of the order for Salt Lake. It's given the Aces some problems. Now Monte Harrison, who had an RBI single his last time up. So here's the pitch to Harrison, and it's swung on and missed, and it's nothing and one. Oh, Chase Grodin knows the tie-breaking procedures. Chase on the social media tonight. Chase says if it's a three-way tie, it's the best record in the last 20 games. And if it's a two-team tie, he says if they split the season series. Here's the pitch, and it is going to be a ball, a appeal, check, swing, and no. says the first base umpire, Jonathan Biaretta, and it's 1-1. So I'm guessing what Chase is saying is if it's a two-team tie, they'd go off the season series. And who won the season series? Because there's not really time to play an extra game. There is a day off between the last day of the regular season and the first game in Vegas. The PCL plays on that Friday as that's swung on and missed. And it's 1-2. The PCL game would be on Friday, September 30th. The International League plays on that Saturday, October 1st, and then PCL versus International League on Sunday, October 2nd. 1-2 to Monte Harrison. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss, and Harrison down on strikes. The pitch blocked in the dirt by Marolio. First base occupied, so Harrison was not going to be able to advance. And with two away, Jose Gomez coming up, who's 0-for-1 with an RBI. Gomez laid down a safety squeeze bunt his last time up. Gomez in from the right side. And here's the pitch, and it is low, ball one. Bottom of the sixth inning, it's the Aces 8 and the Bees 2. 2 on, 2 out. Holton, third base side of the rubber. And the 1-0 pitch is down and in. Gomez unwilling to chase. 2 balls and no strikes. Is swung on and missed. Good change up there from Holton, and it's 2-1. There's a right-hander throwing in the Salt Lake pen. So Bearclaw likely done after an inning as that pitch is low and in, and now 3 balls and a strike. Jake Gatewood is on deck. Jake Gatewood, not really a guy you'd be comfortable facing with the bases loaded here. Even though you're up by 6 runs, Gatewood, a guy that is oftentimes all or nothing, and he can run into his fair share. 3-1, and a swing and a little flare, shallow right. That gets down for a base hit. Stefanik around third, and he'll score. The throw comes toward third, and it gets away off of the third base dugout, and the runners will advance. And it was Canzone who fired. And I think Canzone maybe wanted to throw to second there. Because had he thrown to second base, Martinez had an aggressive turn. They may have been able to tag him out. The ball looped into shallow right, and Canzone came up slinging. And he threw it to third, and nobody was there. So it's going to be an RBI single for Jose Gomez, his second ribby of the game. And then the E9... allowing Martinez to get to third and Gomez to get to second. And it's now 8-3, and Gatewood is up with 2 in scoring position. That pitch is inside, ball one. One ball and no strikes to Jake Gatewood, who has struck out twice and is hitless in the series. The pitch is swung on and popped way up there. Third base foul territory. Kennedy is over by his own dugout, but that's going to be back into the seats. Gatewood 0-for-14 in this series. Three to the left of second. And here's the pitch. And Gatewood swings and misses. 88 on that pitch from Holton, and now 1-2. 1 ball and 2 strikes to Jake Gatewood. Colby Fitch is on deck. The 1-2. And a check swing on a pitch down and in. Two balls and two strikes to Jake Gatewood. Seeing who it is now in the B's pen, it is Jonathan Aro. Here's the 2-2, and a swing and a drive deep to left, and this is going to be a three-run homer and a mammoth shot. Wow. Well, I didn't mean to call it, but Jake Gatewood with a three-run homer has gotten the Bees right back into this. And it's now 8-6, and you just got a little bit nervous seeing Gatewood came up knowing he'd been 0 for his last 14 and looking to break out. And Gatewood absolutely sends one over the tree behind the concrete and left. That was a shot. My goodness, and Tyler Holton immediately when contact was made just talked into his glove. That hit the tree out there to the left of the concession stand. That was insane. And I got to get a distance on that during the break. And here is Colby Fitch. And that pitch is swung on and missed, and it's nothing and one. So a three-run homer with two outs, and the Bees have just not gone away in this series ever, as that's popped up. Middle of the, actually it's not the middle of the infield, it's going to be right in front of the hitter's circle. And a lot of guys were converging, but it's Marolio, the catcher, who secures it in fair territory for the final out of the inning. But Jake Gatewood with a ridiculous three-run homer with two outs. Gets the Bees back in it. It's a four-run frame with that as the centerpiece. Four runs that inning for the Bees. Four runs on three hits. There was one error, but all the runs earned and none left. And now to the seventh, it's Reno 8 and Salt Lake 6 on the Aces Digital Network.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge watch anything, or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Jonathan Aro is the new pitcher for the Bees, and it's 8-6 Reno, and that pitch in for a strike, and it's nothing and one to Dominic Fletcher. The Bees getting four runs in the bottom of the sixth inning, and Salt Lake just buzzing around here. Aces had an 8-2 lead at one point. The pitch is swung on and shot into right field, a base hit. It's a three-hit night for Dominic Fletcher. So Fletcher welcomes Aro with a base hit to right and one on for Jordan Luplo, who's 2-for-3. Luplo's had a big night, another one, an RBI double in the third and a two-run homer in the fifth. So the Aces not anymore in a position to rest on their laurels after building a six-run lead. The lead has been trimmed to two. 10 hits now for Reno, and that pitch is a strike swinging. The pitch didn't catch the zone, but Luplo, they said, went around. And they appealed to the first base umpire, Jonathan Beretta, and it's nothing and one. The pitch, and a swing, and a looper left center field, and a base hit. Fletcher around second. He'll hold there, but now the ball's booted by Harrison, so he'll advance, and Luplo will hold it first. And so that'll be a base hit and then an E8. Fletcher was going to stop around second base. Runners at the corners now, and the pitch to Beer is swung on and fouled back, and it's nothing and one. So here come the aces again. Reno set up with the runners at the corners and nobody out after seeing the Bees score four in the bottom of the sixth inning. The aces, 8 runs, 11 hits, 1 error. The Bees, 6 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. And it's on the way, and Beer swings and foul tips it off the mitt of Fitch, and it's nothing and two. No balls, 2 strikes. And here's the pitch. And it is strike 3 called on the outside corner. So Aro freezes Beer with an 89-mile-an-hour fastball on the outside edge. And that is out number one. And Buddy Kennedy is coming up next. Aro making his 36th appearance with the Bees, his 29th in relief. 4-6, a 6.04 ERA. In 57 innings, he's given up 38 earned runs on 66 hits, 20 walks, and 43 strikeouts. And here is Kennedy, who swings, and it's a fly ball to right field. Sizing it up is Martinez, also sizing it up is Fletcher standing at third. Martinez catches. Fletcher tags and comes home. The throw is going to be close, and Fletcher is out. So a double play ends the inning. Fletcher was beaten by the throw from Martinez. And Fletcher tried to kind of find some window there at home plate to elude the tag. That was his only hope. But Fitch sat the glove right on top of home plate. And Fletcher could not avoid it. So Kennedy flies out to right. And then 9-2 on the back end. And that is the third out in this game the aces have made on the base pass, the second time they've had a runner cut down at the plate. No runs, 2 hits, no error, 1 error, the bobble by Harrison in center, and after that, 1 left, and we stand and stretch in Salt Lake City. It's the Aces 8 and the Bees 6 on the Aces Digital Network.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new,
beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a Piper Man, one day it called to you.
Bottom of the seventh inning, and Luis Frias is the new pitcher for the Aces, and Frias will deal a called strike to Jake Palamaki. It's nothing and one to Palamaki, and he's in from the left side. He's riding an eight-game hit streak, but he's 0-for-3 tonight, and Frias trying to keep the collar on him. The pitch is going to miss, and it's 1-1. Well, the Aces had runners at the corners and nobody out in the seventh inning, and after Seth Beer struck out, Buddy Kennedy flied to right. Fletcher from third tried to tag and come home, and he was thrown out by Orlando Martinez in a double play. And the Aces leave the seventh inning empty-handed. That pitch is low. And it's 2-1 to Palamaki, who again has popped out twice and grounded out. The two times he's popped up have been to the second baseman, Cintron. Room up the middle for him on the infield. The center fielder, Fletcher, is towards left center. Frias, the big right-hander, sets letter high, and the 2-1, and a swing and a pop-up. This is to shallow left. Going out is Hager. Coming in is Duzenac, and it'll be Duzenac, the left fielder, coming in and toward the line to his right. Making the catch for out number one, and Palamaki now 0-for-4, and Keen Wong is coming up next. For injured bones, joints, and muscles, skip the ER. Head for Rock Express as the region's only physician-staffed walk-in orthopedic clinic. Rock Express provides expert care that's faster and more affordable than the ER. Visit renoortho.com. Frias to Keen Wong, and Wong takes up high, ball one. Frias making his 26th appearance, his 23rd in relief, 3-2 with a 3.97 ERA. The right-hander's pitched 45 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed 20 earned runs on 41 hits, 26 Ks, and or 26 walks and 73 Ks. Again, 73 strikeouts and 45 and two-thirds. That pitch misses. And it's two balls and no strikes to Keen Wong, who has struck out three times. Third baseman Kennedy even with the bag. Again, a ton of room up the middle for Wong. Here's the pitch, and Wong swings and fouls it back to the left, and it's 2-1. Frias challenging there with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. The Aviators have taken a 2-0 lead on the Rivercats. That came in the top of the fourth inning in Sacramento. Albuquerque leading El Paso 5-1. Tacoma leading Oklahoma City 4-3. That's in the bottom of the ninth. Here's the pitch, and it is a strike. Well-located fastball from Frias, 94. And it's 2-2. The 2-2. And it's in tight. That slider from Frias has Wong lifting his arms out of the way. A full count. Three-two, and a swing and a fly ball lifted foul out of play to the left. One out, base is clear. You just kind of have an uneasy feeling about this game if you're an Aces fan right now. Three balls and two strikes. Pitch is swung on and pulled to the right side. It's going to be taken by Cintron, an easy gather, and a throw to first to get Wong for out number two. Two up, two down. And Dylan Thomas coming up next. Thomas has been denied by Seth Beer twice after Dylan walked his first time up in the first inning. He's lined out to Beer, who made a falling catch to his right. And last time, Beer picked one neatly on a short hop to his glove side. Frias wants a new baseball. And here's the pitch to Thomas, and he swings and misses, and it's nothing in one. 97 pumped in by Frias. Here's the pitch, and it is up high. One ball and one strike to Dylan Thomas. Frias trying for a 1-2-3 inning. Aces could use one of those. Here's the pitch, and it is low, and it's 2-1. I say if you're an Aces fan, you probably have an uneasy feeling. A couple of different reasons. The Aces have been up by as many as 6 runs in this game. And the Aces have had 2 runners thrown out at the plate and a runner thrown out at second. The pitch and a swing and a drive. That is way back there and way gone. Canzone watches it hit off of the scoreboard. Boy, we have seen some tanks tonight, both from the Aces and from the Bees. And add that to the list, Dylan Thomas unloading to the scoreboard in right to make this a 1-run game. It's now Reno 8 and Tacoma 7. Or Reno 8 and Salt Lake 7. And this is exactly what the Aces did not want to see. Another home run. And Dylan Thomas was pure with that swing. My goodness. And Thomas, with his 14th home run with Salt Lake this season, his 15th overall in the Coast League. He had one when he was in Sugar Land for a brief time. And now Michael Stefanik, who takes up and in ball one. Here's the pitch, and it is a strike. One ball and one strike. The 1-1 is swung on and fouled back, and it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes. And here's the pitch, and it is in tight. Two-two, and a swing and a foul off to the right, and it stays 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tacoma has defeated Oklahoma City 4-3, so Tacoma wins, Oklahoma City loses. Here's the pitch, and it is up and in, and a full count. Meaning that if Albuquerque, who leads El Paso 5-1 in the seventh, if Albuquerque wins that game, there would be a 3-way tie. Oklahoma City, El Paso, and Round Rock in the East Division. Here it's the Aces 8 and the Bees 7. And the 3-2 is swung on and grounded to the right side. A long pursuit for Cintron. Sliding stop on the outfield grass, but that's all he could do. The ball squirts away to his left. And an infield single from Michael Stefanik, who's still perfect on the night. Stefanik is 2-for-2, and he's been aboard all 4 times. Cintron had a long way to traverse to his left. Pitches outside, ball one. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a fly ball. That's toward the gap in left center. Duzenac and Fletcher going back, and they can't get it. It's going to one hop over the fence, and that's a huge break. Huge break for the Aces, because Stefanik, who is halfway down the third baseline with the tying run, is sent back to third, with that being a ground rule double. So that ball kangaroos over the outfield fence and for the moment saves this lead for the Aces. Fletcher with a long run. And it bounces on the warning track and up over the fence. And I've said this and I've alluded to this, you just get the sense that Salt Lake is moving inexorably closer to a comeback here. So Stefanik is at third because of that good break for the Aces. It's a ground rule double for Orlando Martinez, his third hit. And here comes Doug Drabeck, the pitching coach, to chat with Luis Frias. On the out-of-town scoreboard, I mentioned El Paso losing to Albuquerque right now, 5-1. That game is in the eighth inning at Isotopes Park. The Aviators leading the Rivercats 2-0 in Sacramento. That game headed to the bottom of the fourth. And Round Rock has already won today, 6-3 over Sugarland. Here it's the Aces 8 and the Bees 7. Reno has led by as many as 6. They are up 8-2, and now the Bees have 2nd and 3rd with 2 outs here in the bottom of the 7th inning. And Harrison at the plate, and the pitch is swung on and fouled off to the right by Harrison for strike 1. Harrison, an RBI single in the 4th, and that RBI single sandwiched between 2 strikeouts. Tyler Holton went 3 innings in relief of Edwin Uceta. Uceta started this game, went 3 scoreless. Holton went 3 innings and gave up 6. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. And it's nothing in 2. No balls and 2 strikes. Frias is ready on the first base side of the rubber. The 0-2 is up high, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Holton walked 1 and struck out 3. So again, Holton, 3 innings. Gave up 6 runs, all earned on 6 hits, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. Frias is in it here. 2nd and 3rd, 2 outs, and the 1-2 to Harrison is swung on and missed. He got him. And Harrison fires down the bat and the helmet, and he broke his helmet. Monte Harrison is upset with himself after striking out there for a 3rd time tonight, and obviously a high leverage spot with 2nd and 3rd and 2 outs. But the Bees do get a run closer. Dylan Thomas, a home run off the scoreboard in right. And for the Bees, 1 run, 3 hits, no errors, and 2 lefts. And how big was that ground rule double? The fact that Martinez's ball hopped over the fence. As we go to the 8th inning, it's the Aces 8 and the Bees 7 on the Aces Digital Network.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions.
To get your tickets and perks, visit RenoAces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at RenoAces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit RenoOrtho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Hard-throwing right-hander Gerardo Reyes is the new pitcher for Salt Lake. We're in the top of the 8th inning. Zach Beirutti, glad to have you with us from Smith's Ballpark here in Salt Lake City. This has been a good one. And the Aces with an 8-7 lead, clinging to a 1-run lead after leading by as many as 6 as that pitch is up high to Dominic Canzone. One ball and no strikes. The moon is starting to rise over the Wasatch Mountains. A full moon tonight. That kind of night it's been on the field. Here's the 1-0, and it's swung on and missed. And now 1-1. Lots to unpack in tonight's game. Again, the Aces have had two men cut down at the plate. A runner thrown out at second. Duzenac trying to stretch a single to a double. And the Aces have led by as many as six and now lead by only one as Canzone swings and fouls it back. One ball and two strikes to Dominic Canzone, who's 1-for-3, a single and a run scored in the sixth. Jonathan Aro preceded Reyes. He went one scoreless inning. Gave up two hits. Remember, the Aces had first and third with nobody out in the seventh inning, and then a strikeout, and then a fly out and a throw out at the plate. A swing and a ground ball to the overshifted shortstop, Palamaki, who gloves on the right side of the infield and throws to first to get Canzone for out number one. That was one of the two runners the Aces had thrown out at the plate. Dominic Fletcher trying to tag and score on what would have been a sack fly by Buddy Kennedy. And Fletcher was gunned down at the plate by Orlando Martinez. So Aces had a chance to stretch the lead in the seventh, an inning that had a ton of promise. Turned sour with that double play. Here's Marolio, who has a three-run homer tonight. That pitch is outside, ball one. Marolio, three-run homer his last time up off of Kyle Bearclaw, who gave up three runs on two hits in his only inning. The 1-0, and Marolio takes a strike on the outside, and it's even at 1-1. The 1-1, and that one hits the outside corner for a strike and makes it 1-2 to Marolio. Jake Hager is on deck. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a pop-up. It's on the middle of the infield, and it's going to be the shortstop Palamaki on the infield grass behind the pitcher's mound to make the catch for out number two. So two up and two down for Gerardo Reyes, and now Jake Hager. Reyes, by the way, making his 42nd appearance, 3-4 with a 4.14 ERA. 42 innings, he's allowed 19 earned runs on 33 hits, 30 walks, 54 strikeouts. Hager is 0-for-3. He reached on an error, a drop fly ball by the left fielder Thomas in the third, leading to three unearned runs. As that pitch is swung on and missed, and nothing in one. A slider high and in. Aces 8 runs, 11 hits. And the Bees 7 runs, 9 hits. Top of the 8th inning. And the 0-1 is outside, and it's one ball and one strike. The 1-1. And a swing and a fly ball shallow right. Has a chance to get down. Racing in is Martinez, and he can't get there. It's going to be a base hit. And Jake Hager has a hit tonight. He's 1-for-4. That ball sat just in time for Jake Hager. Kind of inside out at that ball to right field. Hit it the opposite way. And Martinez stayed upright. And it keeps the ball in front of him. So Hager extends the inning with a two-out single. And now Camden Duzenac, who is 1-for-3 with a single to right in the third. Again, Duz was thrown out trying to stretch to a double. That was back in the third inning. Outfield straightaway, second baseman Stefanik shaded toward the middle and the pitch. And it's a slider away, ball one. Here's the 1-0 and a swing and a miss. 97 on that cheese from Reyes, and it's 1-1. The 1-1 and a swing and a miss. 96. One ball, two strikes. Hager at first base being held by Gatewood. And here's the pitch, and it is low and outside. Oh, strike three called, I beg your pardon. Duzenak fires down the bat. That was a pitch that looked to be low and away. And a delayed strike call there from the home plate umpire, Ben Sontag, as Duzenak goes down looking to end the inning. So Reyes has his first strikeout, and the Aces can't make anything of the two-out single by Hager. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one man stranded. And now to the bottom of the eighth. It's the Aces 8 and the Bees 7. The Aces need to get 6 more outs, but the Bees have been surging of late. We'll see what happens as we go to the bottom of the eighth. Again, Reno 8, Salt Lake 7 on the Aces Digital Network.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
New pitcher for the Aces is Blake Workman. And the Aces trying to hang on for dear life here, leading by a run in the bottom of the eighth, 8-7. And the pitch is a breaking ball for a strike, and it's nothing and one. This was an 8-6 game going into the bottom of the sixth. And the Bees scored 4 runs, 3 of them coming on one swing of the bat from Jake Gatewood, who had a 3-run homer with the 2 outs that inning. And then a solo home run from Dylan Thomas in the 7th as that swung on and missed. And it's nothing and 2. This game really should be tied. Orlando Martinez hit a double that ended up bouncing over the outfield fence. It was a ground rule double. They were going to get Michael Stefanik home with a tying run easily with that 2-out double in the 7th. But the Aces caught a break. And Frias struck out Monte Harrison to end that inning and strand 2 in scoring position. Here's the 0-2, and it's swung on and fouled back to our right. So Blake Workman becomes the 4th Aces pitcher of the game. And Workman 3-0 with a 5.26 ERA. This is 22nd appearance, his 21st in relief. In 25 and 2/3, he's allowed 15 earned runs on 34 hits, 7 walks, 29 strikeouts. Pitch is swung on and missed, and I beg your pardon, it's J.B. Bukauskas. They announced Blake Workman in this game, and it was J.B. Bukauskas. So that is swung on and missed by Gomez, and he is down on strike. So I beg your pardon, Bukauskas, the 4th pitcher of the night. There's the pitch on the way, and it's swung on and missed, and it's nothing and one to Gatewood, who again hit that 3-run homer in the 6th inning. Bukauskas making his 16th appearance, 0-1 with a 3.07 ERA. 15 innings, he's allowed 5 earned runs on 17 hits, 4 walks, 11 strikeouts. Saw Bukauskas 2 nights ago pitch a scoreless inning, and that pitch is outside, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. So again, Bukauskas 44, not 45 in the game for the Aces. The pitch is swung on and pulled up the third baseline. It stays fair. It's backhanded by Kennedy. A long throw across to get Gatewood for out number 2. So Buddy Kennedy with a nice backhand and a nice throw to first. Now Colby Fitch. You would assume that they are going to Bukauskas here and then possibly Stumpo in the ninth inning. Frias went one inning. He allowed one run on three hits, no walks, and one strikeout. And the pitch is outside, ball one from JB at 93 with a fastball. The 1-0 is swung on and wrapped. Foul, look out in the Salt Lake bullpen. The bullpen catcher hit the deck. I'm assuming that that's Anthony Mulrine down there catching the bullpen. And Anthony Mulrine had to lay on his stomach. Yeah, did not see that coming. Obviously, there's someone protecting the bullpen, but he could do nothing about it. That ball was just aligned right in the direction of Mulrine. It is scary to put your back to the field of play. It's like putting your back to the ocean. Here's the 1-1, and it is off the outside, 2-1. Fitch 0-3. He has popped out twice and grounded out. Here's the 2-1 and a swing and a miss, and now 2-2. That pitch is down and in. And a full count, 3-2. You have Palamaki on deck. It's been a bit of a grind for Reno tonight with two outs. Payoff pitch and a swing and a ground ball pulled to the right side. This is going to be fielded by Cintron. An easy throw to first to get Fitch. And a 1-2-3 inning worked by Bukauskas. And boy, did the Aces need that. Nothing across for Salt Lake in the bottom of the eighth. So now Reno looking for insurance as we head to the top of the ninth. The Aces 8 and the Bees 7 on the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
The Aces lead as we go to the top of the ninth, and the first pitch to Giancarlo Cintron from Elvis Piguero will miss for ball one. Piguero, the right-hander, is trying to keep this a one-run deficit for his club. The Aces have their sights set on widening this lead, and making it not so much of a sweat in the bottom of the ninth. That pitch just catches the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Piguero making his 32nd relief appearance for the Bees, 4-0, 3-1-1 ERA, 4-4 in save chances. This is, of course, not one of them. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a chop to the left side. It's going to be taken on two hops by Palamaki, and he throws to first to get Giancarlo Cintron, and one up and one down here in the ninth inning. For Piguero, 38 innings, he's allowed 13 earned runs on 32 hits, 11 walks, 46 strikeouts. And he takes over for Gerardo Reyes, who pitched around a two-out single by Jake Hager in the eighth inning. On the out-of-town scoreboard, El Paso has scored a touchdown in the top of the eighth inning, and they are now leading Albuquerque 8-5. What a tough year it's been for Albuquerque. The pitch on the way is low and inside, ball one. That to the chagrin of Round Rock. Round Rock hoping that El Paso loses that game and there'd be a three-way tie, but El Paso wins that game. They will hold first place by themselves as that swung on and fouled back. And it's 1-1. Oklahoma City has already lost. In Sacramento, it remains 2-0 Aviators. That game in the bottom of the fifth inning at Sutter Health Park. Aces are three defensive outs away from stopping a three-game skid. Here's the 1-1. And it is a strike on the outside corner, and now 1-2. And if the Aces win this game, the magic number would be 10 for the moment. Here's the 1-2, and it is swung on and pulled to the right side, backhanded by Gatewood, and he makes an overhand throw to Piguero, covering the bag at first, and he gets Fletcher by his step. It was a nice throw by Gatewood and a nice cover by Piguero. He had to be timely with getting over there because Fletcher was busting it up the line. And Fletcher will not pick up his fourth hit of the night. Instead, he is now 3-for-5. And here comes Jordan Luplo, who has a two-run homer in the fifth inning. He also had an RBI double in the third. Mitchell Stumpo is throwing in the Aces bullpen. And here's the pitch. And it's way outside into the backstop. Ball one to Luplo. Outfield straight away, three to the left of second. The first baseman, Gatewood, is well off the line. And a 1-0. And a strike on the inside corner, and now 1-1. Seth Beer is on deck if Luplo can extend this top of the ninth inning. Again, it's Reno 8 and Salt Lake 7. The pitch. And a swing and a ground ball, and a comebacker snagged by Piguero, and he makes an overhand throw to first. Piguero extending out his glove side. And look what I found. Piguero, a sharp one-hopper, snags it in the glove. And at that point, an easy throw to first, 1-3, and the inning is over. And Elvis Piguero works a clean top of the ninth. So we go to the bottom of the ninth, and can the Aces hang on? It'll be the top of the order. Palamaki, Wong, Thomas, if anybody reaches Stefanik. Reno 8 and Salt Lake 7. And we're back for the bottom of the ninth next on the Aces Digital Network.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face. That's right. Your face needs to eat, too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Mitchell Stumpo is on for the bottom of the ninth inning, and you can't help but think these are three massive outs to get for Mitchell Stumpo. The way this game has gone, with the Bees just not going away, and the Aces squandering some chances on the bases. Reno still, despite all that, has an 8-7 lead, but it has felt very precarious since that four-run bottom of the sixth inning. And then again, the Aces getting lucky that the game didn't get tied in the seventh with a two-out ground rule double by Martinez. If that ball stayed in play, it would have been a tie game. So Stumpo deals, and it's swung on by Palamaki and bounced up the first base line. It will be touched foul by Seth Beer. It stayed fair for a moment and then veered foul, and Beer touching it and officially making it a foul ball after it got about three-quarters of the way up the line. This might be Jake Palamaki's last chance to extend his hit streak to 9 games. He has been eerily quiet tonight after he's been a miserable experience for Aces pitchers this entire series. Palamaki has given Reno pitching fits, and tonight he's 0-4. Palamaki's raised his average 31 points in the last month. The pitch is swung on and pulled up the first baseline, but foul just barely. Seth Beer fielded it back of the bag, but it had gone foul. No balls and two strikes. This would be a huge out here for Mitchell Stumpo. Palamaki with a knack for getting aboard. And obviously, if he does here, would get the winning run to the plate. Aces 8. And the Bees 7. Here's the pitch. And a check swing, but he went around on the slider thrown by Stumpo at 88. So Palamaki down on strikes. And he's 0-5, and Stumpo opens with a strikeout. By the way, Stumpo taking over for J.B. Bukauskas, who went one scoreless inning, a perfect inning, and he got a strikeout as part of it. Stumpo riding a 13-game streak without allowing an earned run as that pitch in for a strike, and it's nothing in one. This streak began on July 29th. It's the longest in the Coast League. Nothing in one to Keen Wong. And here's the pitch. And it is up high with a fastball at 96. And it's one ball and one strike. Dylan Thomas, who homered in the seventh inning, is on deck. Base is empty, one out. Stumpo off the first base side of the slab. Delivers, and it is a slider that misses low, and Wong laying off, and it's 2-1. That pitch so tough for hitters to lay off. It looks like a fastball and then just falls off the table. Two and one. Here's the pitch, and it's off the outside. 3-1. For Mitchell Stumpo, a 3.99 ERA. He's 6 of 6 in save chances. 45 strikeouts and 38 in the third innings. Pitch is just off the outside, and Wong walks, and he's aboard for the first time. And that will make this even more of a pressure cooker here for Stumpo. So here is Thomas, who again homered his last time up. And these are deep breaths you're taking if you're an Aces fan right now. Three to the right of second, the third baseman Kennedy is even with the bag, well off the line. And the pitch is up and away, ball one from Thomas, who hit the scoreboard with that home run. Here's the 1-0, and Thomas takes off the outside. Two balls and no strikes. Stumpo treading carefully here, but you were to lose Thomas, the tying run would get into scoring position. Keen Wong is the best base stealer for Salt Lake, so this makes it an even more dicey situation. And now time called, and Marolio's going to jog out and chat here with Stumpo. Keen Wong aiming for the franchise record in a single season for the Bees. He has 34. He would need 39 to match that record. Franchise record for the Bees, 39, Sean Figgins. There's a name for you, in 2002. Two balls and no strikes to Dylan Thomas. And here's the pitch, and Thomas takes low and in, and now 3-0. And you can feel the pressure just ratchet up here for Stumpo with each passing pitch. Let's see if Thomas wants to hack 3-0. It's on the way. Wong takes off, and the pitch is in for a strike, and the throw not close for Marolio. Pitch was taken for a strike, and Keen Wong has his 35th steal of the season, and he is now in scoring position, and a base hit could tie this game. So Wong with that steal now by himself for second all time in a single season in Bees franchise history. 3-1, and Thomas takes in the dirt, ball four. That does set up the game-ending double play, but it also brings Michael Stefanik to the plate, who has not been retired tonight. Stefanik is 2-for-2, and he's reached base four times, two singles, two walks. Stefanik has reached base safely six of his last seven times going back to last night. Two on, and the pitch is in tight, ball one. Stumpo throwing a fastball in on the hands. Stumpo struck out Jake Palamaki to start this inning, but now back-to-back walks have put him up on the high wire. Wong at second, Thomas at first. Wong the tying run, Thomas the winning run. Here's the 1-0. And it is inside, and it's two balls and no strikes. And right now, Stumpo having a hard time throwing strikes. And he's got to figure it out quickly. Outfield straightaway, two on either side of second. Here's the pitch. Runners go, and it's taken. The throw down to third is going to ricochet away from Buddy Kennedy, but it's going to go onto the dirt on the left side of the infield and to no further advance. Marolio's throwing off the glove of Kennedy, and it's a double steal. Marolio fired down to third, and it looked like it was going to be in time, and I'm not sure what happened there with Kennedy in the glove. We're not going to get a clean look on the replay, but a double steal. And now a base hit could win it for the Bees. And it's 3-0. The pitch was not a strike, so it's three balls and no strikes to Stefanik. And they might just want to go ahead and intentionally walk him at this point. And they are. So the bases are now loaded. The Aces leading 8-7, and this lead is dangling by a thread. Orlando Martinez has hits in his last three plate appearances. He's 3-for-4. He has singled twice, had that ground rule double that would have tied the game in the seventh had the ball not kangarooed up over the outfield fence. So here we go. Bases loaded, one out. Stumpo sets. Here's the pitch, and it's going to miss up high. Ball one, a slider at 88. Stumpo walking back to the rubber with a sense of purpose. You can tell he is moving purposefully, maybe trying to gather some confidence. The 1-0 is swung on and tapped back to the mound. Over Stumpo's glove to Cintron, to Hager for one. Throw to first for two, and a double play ends the ball game. Wow, what a finish in Salt Lake City. That ball was hit back toward the mound, and Stumpo, I don't know if he grazed it with his glove, but it's better off if he missed it than he did, because it went right to Cintron, who shoveled to Hager for the first out, and then Hager, a bullet to first to assure the game-ending double play. And the Aces win this game, and Mitchell Stumpo's streak is alive. at 14 consecutive games without allowing an earned run. This game ends on a 4-6-3 inning and game-ending twin killing. And the Aces survive tonight in Salt Lake. No runs, no hits, no errors. And after that double play, two men left for the Bees. Wow, what a finish. Our final score, the Aces 8 and the Bees 7. And our final totals, Reno 8 runs, 12 hits, and 1 error. Salt Lake 7 runs, 9 hits, and 2 errors. The winning pitcher tonight for the Aces, it's official scorer's decision, but I am presuming it's going to be Tyler Holton because he went the longest. Even though he gave up 6 runs in 3 innings, I would guess Holton would be the winning pitcher. And if that is the case, Holton would see his record improve to 3-0. The losing pitcher for Salt Lake tonight is starter Jansen Junk. We do know that because the Bees never were able to come back and tie it. So Junk suffers the loss, and he is now 1-6. And Mitchell Stumpo, boy, did he have to sweat, survives a bases loaded, one out situation, induces the game ending double play, and stays perfect in save chances, his 7th. And we'll have the official time of the ball game and a paid attendance actually right now. The time of the game, 2 hours and 38 minutes, and the paid attendance tonight, 6,214, 6,214. And they do give Holton the win, by the way, so Holton is the winning pitcher. And his record is 3-0. We will take a break, come back, and have the post-game portion of our broadcast coming. Post-game portion of the broadcast next when we come back after this break. Again, our final score tonight in thrilling fashion, the Aces 8 and the Bees 7. And a post-game show next on the Aces Digital Network.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back inside Smith's Ballpark here in Salt Lake City. Zach Beirute, glad to have been with you for this one. It has gone final. The Aces had to survive tonight, and they did. 8-7, our final score. In a game, the Aces led 8-2. They nearly blew a 6-run lead. They should have, actually. Again, the Aces got very lucky with a double in the 7th inning, being a ground rule double off the bat of Orlando Martinez. That is a huge turn of events in this game. And then the Bees load the bases with one out in the 9th inning, and Mitchell Stumpo, who couldn't seem to find the zone after striking out Palamaki to start the inning, induces a game-ending double play off the bat of Orlando Martinez. And we have just caught our breath, so let's give you now the final game totals to get you started. The Aces, 8 runs, 12 hits, and 1 error. They left 4 stranded. The Bees, 7 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. They left 7. The winning pitcher, Tyler Holton, in relief, now 3-0. The losing pitcher, Jansen Junk, now 1-6. And Mitchell Stumpo, his seventh save by the hair on his chinny chin chin with the time of our game tonight, 2 hours and 38 minutes, 6,214, 6,214 on hand here at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City. This was a wild ride tonight. Let's take you back through it. It was the Aces getting on the board first in the third inning, and they were aided by a drop fly ball in left. Jake Hager popped up to left. Dylan Thomas had to come in a ways to get it, and Thomas got to his spot and then it just dropped the ball. It fell out of his glove. So Hager was aboard at first, and then Camden Duzenac came up next and singled to right. Duzenac would try and stretch it to a double. He was thrown out 9-6, but on the plate, Hager went to third. So Hager at third, one out, and Giancarlo Cintron extending his hit streak to 10 games with an RBI single, a bullet into left field. That scored Hager, gave the Aces a 1-0 lead. Then Dominic Fletcher would double to right, the first of three hits for Fletch tonight. And Giancarlo Cintron trying to score all the way from first would be thrown out on the relay, 9-4-2. So there's the second man cut down on the base pass, and that would be the first of two men cut down at the plate tonight for the Aces. Another reason this game was wild. Fletcher would get to third base on the throw, and he would score on an ensuing double by Jordan Luplo, who would also score on an ensuing triple by Seth Beer, who caromed one off the wall in straightaway center. Far away, it caromed from Monte Harrison, so Beer would get his first triple of the season and score Luplo. So get this, after the error started the inning, five hits in a row for the Aces, but they made two outs on the base paths in that span, so it could have been a massive inning. Ended up being a three-run inning, and again, that's not bad, but the Aces didn't do themselves any favors on the bases in that inning. It was 3-0 Reno at that point. The Bees would come back in the bottom of the fourth inning after Edwin Uceta went three scoreless and did not allow a hit over his first three. Tyler Holton took over, and Holton would give up three straight one-out singles. Michael Stefanik, Orlando Martinez, and Monte Harrison to drive in Stefanik. That would make it 3-1, and then Jose Gomez, a safety squeeze bunt to score Martinez to make it 3-2. Holton worked a 1-2-3 fifth, and then he got the first batter out in the sixth, so Holton at that point had retired six in a row with one out in the sixth inning. And the Aces had added to their lead in that span with two runs in the fifth on a two-run homer by Jordan Luplo, who continues to mash his sixth home run in his 10th game with Reno. And that home run made it a 5-2 game. So the Aces leading 5-2. And they would add to that lead even more in the top of the sixth inning. Kyle Bearclaw coming on to pitch in relief of Jansen Junk, who went five innings. Junk gave up five runs, two earned on seven hits. He hit a batter, struck out four. Bearclaw came in, and Bearclaw would start the sixth inning by striking out Buddy Kennedy, but Kennedy reached on a wild pitch. So a break there for the Aces, one of a couple tonight. Dominic Canzone singled, and then Dominic Maroglio launched a three-run homer to the concession stand beyond the grass hill and left, and that Maroglio home run gave the Aces their biggest lead of the night, made it 8-2. Bearclaw went one inning and gave up three runs, all earned on two hits. So Reno leading 8-2, no sweat, right? Going to the bottom of the sixth inning. I mentioned that Holton retired the first batter of the sixth. That gave him six in a row set down. But then Michael Stefanik drew a walk. Then Orlando Martinez with an infield single. And then after Monte Harrison struck out with two outs, Jose Gomez with an RBI single to center. There was a single to right field, I beg your pardon. It was a single to right. Dominic Canzone fielded the ball and fired Aaron to the infield, and the ball went off the third base dugout, and that allowed Martinez to take third and Gomez to take second. And then Jake Gatewood came up, and Gatewood absolutely obliterated one to the concession stand just to the left of it in left. They measured it at 434. That's not right. It was bigger than that. A three-run homer off the bat of Gatewood, and that got the Bees right back in it, made it 8-6. Holton went three innings. He allowed six runs, all earned on six hits, one walk, and three strikeouts. Then Luis Frias in the seventh inning retired the first two batters that he faced before Dylan Thomas unloaded a 473-foot home run that they measured off the scoreboard in right. That was a tremendous shot. That solo home run made it 8-7, and then Michael Stefanik with an infield single, and then Martinez shot the gap in left center field, and this was one of the plays of the game. Martinez shot the gap, and the ball bounced off the warning track and over the fence, and a massive, massive, massive break for the Aces because Stefanik was about to cross home plate, and he had to be sent back to third because that ended up being a ground rule double. So a second and third and two outs, Frias was able to strike out Monte Harrison, who fired his helmet down in disgust, and it shattered in pieces. And that's how the seventh inning came to an end, and the Aces still had that lead intact. It was 8-7, which is where it stayed until the end of the game. But the Aces had a chance in the seventh inning to extend the lead. We missed that. The top of the seventh inning, the Aces had runners at the corners with nobody out, and Seth Beer struck out, and then Kennedy flied to right, and Fletcher tried to tag and score from third, and he was thrown out at the plate. So that was the second runner thrown out at the plate for the Aces tonight. And then the Bees went on to get that home run from Thomas in the bottom of the seventh to get to within a run. So now we're into the bottom of the ninth inning, and you knew it wouldn't be easy. You just knew it would not be easy tonight. Mitchell Stumpo struck out Palamaki to start the inning. Palamaki did not 0-for-5 and saw his eight-game hit streak end. And then the trouble started with Stumpo unable to find the zone. Keen Wong walked, and then Dylan Thomas walked. A double steal got them to second and third. Stefanik was ahead 3-0 at that point, and then Stumpo just went ahead, and they intentionally walked him. They put up the four fingers, so Stefanik was at first, and the bases were loaded. And Orlando Martinez at the plate with the bases loaded. A base hit would likely win it at that point for the Bees, and then Stumpo would induce a comebacker that he just missed with his glove. Stumpo just missed it, but it was a good thing because Cintron was behind him. Cintron fielded it and started the 4-6-3 game-ending double play. And Mitchell Stumpo's scoreless inning streak is still intact. 14 consecutive appearances for Stumpo without allowing an earned run. And improbably so tonight with the bases loaded and one out, the game-ending double play. And a finish that was fitting for this game. This was a wild one tonight in Salt Lake and a fun one. And the Aces come out on top 8-7. Our final totals again. Reno, 8 runs, 12 hits, 1 error. They left 4 stranded. Salt Lake, 7 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. They left 7. The winning pitcher, Tyler Holton, now 3-0. The losing pitcher, Jansen Junk, now 1-6. And Mitchell Stumpo, his 7th save in a game that took 2 hours and 38 minutes. The paid attendance, 6,214 here at Smith's Ballpark. On the out-of-town scoreboard, we've been kind of tracking this as we've gone on tonight, so you might be aware of some of these, but El Paso is leading Albuquerque 10-7. That game going into the ninth inning, El Paso scored 9 in the top of the eighth inning there, and if the Chihuahuas win, it would be El Paso in first place by themselves. The other finals, Round Rock over Sugar Land 6-3, so Round Rock will remain either a game out or be tied in a three-way tie if El Paso loses with El Paso and Albuquerque. As Tacoma defeats Oklahoma City 4-3, and the struggles for the Dodgers continue. And the game still in progress of interest to the Aces, Vegas leading the Rivercats 3-0, that game in the bottom of the seventh. We do know the Aces' magic number now is 10, and if the Rivercats can rally and win that game, then it would be 9 going into tomorrow. But right now it is 10, and the Aces will take this win happily tonight. And they have a chance to split this series with a win tomorrow. Day baseball here from Salt Lake City. It'll be Brandon Fott on the mound for Reno, 3-0 with a 2.57 ERA, opposed by Kenny Rosenberg, who's 2-4 with a 4.22 ERA. It'll be a 12:05 Pacific time first pitch with our pregame coverage on the radio at 11:55 a.m., and we will look forward to having you with us for that. And that does it for us tonight from Salt Lake City. Before I go, thanks so much to you, the fans, for tuning in. I do sincerely hope you enjoy each and every one of our broadcasts. I'd also like to thank the entire hardworking Aces front office staff for all that they do. Thanks to Adam Nichols and Drew McDonald on the PR side. A.J. Grimm and Chase Groden run the social media. And for everybody else involved in bringing you Aces baseball, I'm Zach Beirutti saying so long from Smith's Ballpark. Once again, our final score tonight, the Aces hanging on. Reno 8 and Salt Lake 7. Enjoy your Saturday night. We'll see you tomorrow for Day Baseball, 12:05 Pacific Time. First pitch, our pregame on the radio, 11:55 a.m., and we'll look forward to catching you then. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Saturday night, and so long from Salt Lake City.